For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
attention. I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
With his new sobriety, he's going to have to replace it. He's going to replace it with butter.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but then he's going to get fat.
No, all right.
Butter loves butter. Caveman diet loves butter.
Butter doesn't make you fat.
Butter on your bread does.
Well, that could
this
be true, yeah.
Podcast is brought to you by margarine for all your spreading needs.
If you want to look like Sam Tripoli, you double up on your margarine intake.
Oh, look who's the cool guy coming in hot already.
Oh, as if it's
there's
already.
Nothing we can do. The worst thing is with Tate, there's nothing we can do. He can just say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
To.
Don't fuck me too hard. Don't fuck me too hard.
What are you
hard.
Doing in Michigan, Jason? I'm sure everybody
okay,
already knows.
Okay, welcome to the show. You know, joining
he's
us.
In lockup.
I'm in super sobriety lockup.
Oh, cool. Solid, man.
Our sponsors are BetDSI.com.
What city?
If you want to bet on the upcoming fights, 185, use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. If you want to go to our website, hey, Caveman Coffee. Some people like it. There's a couple fat chicks saying it's a joke of the industry. I love it personally, and I think it's really great shit, and I'm drinking it right now. If you want that, go to cavemancoffee.com.
Oh, you got your Caveman Coffee thermos.
Drunk Sports and get 10% off all your coffee needs. And finally,
when are they going to get tea, Tate? When do they get not herbal tea?
We have tea, faggot.
Really?
Yeah, faggot.
Like, you know, you said that more Mexican than the Mexican even talked. Hey, we got that faggot. You fucking faggot.
Wait, faggot's not a Mexican.
Faggot.
It's not a Mexican word.
Well, he said it like
a Mexican.
Yeah.
I mean, we use it.
Joining us, of course, yeah. is the stat man.
I passed Tate's.
Frank,
I passed Tate's car outside. Your car looks like one of those things you get like in the third level of one of those bashing
is
games,
that good?
Like Carmageddon. Yeah,
is that good?
Yeah, it's all like got primer on it. It looks like it'd take like a fucking abuse, picking a fucking teeth out of the grill. I don't know what happened here. It looks like you don't start with that, but if you beat like a cop, if you run a cop off a cliff, you get
you're
that as a bonus.
Enough cops in the game, they give you a new car.
Yeah. I'm buy you a car. When I get a billboard, I'm buying you one of those.
Billboards don't pay extra.
But get you more ass, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Every time I've ever said to Ari in the last 3 weeks, hey, what are you doing? Having sex after the show. And that's it. And then that's
have
the whole thing.
Have you been pounding a lot of puss, Ari?
And then I go,
regular
hey,
amount.
What's the address?
What's
let me get over there.
Regular amount. For regular what? Like new Ari or old Ari?
Yeah, right.
The last few years, Ari. Two, three
am
three
I
times.
The only one that thinks Ari looks way different,
different
like
chicks?
Better looking and like more vibrant?
Yeah.
So, Ari, you've been banging about 3 chicks a week.
Let's say two. Let's say two.
What are the rank?
I go on the road sometimes.
What are the rating? Like 1 out of 10.
Only like, 9s and 10. No,
only
I'm joking. No.
You're banging Chris D'Elia pussy?
I'll go from like no. Don't get that high. I'll go
once
from like
a while,
six
hit it?
To like 8 or 9.
You go 9?
Once in a while.
I'd love to know who that 9 is.
Usually on the road, Dayton, Ohio. That was like a good 9.
Are you surprised when
a low self-esteem 9 in Dayton?
A Dayton 9? A Dayton 9
no,
or a Hollywood
9? A Hollywood 9 in Dayton.
That doesn't realize she could
she just
even
hasn't
be
moved
important.
Yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when
that's
people are like
an Ari.
19, 20, 21, they don't realize they're hot yet. Because the people they hang out with are still their friends from high school. They're like, shut up, long neck.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, it doesn't apply anymore.
So if you've been doing that for the last 3 years, you've been banging 2 chicks. So you're telling me... Yeah. That you've banged about 300 chicks in the last.
I want to know how many. No, how many
years?
A lot of those are repeats.
Okay.
How many are you doing gi versus no gi? Do you ever go Abu Dhabi style? Or
I'll
what?
Go gi once in a while. I'll do gi once in a while, but
normally you just pull out and spray.
It reminds me that
he doesn't pull out.
Oh, that's gi and no gi. That's
well,
gi
a condom,
no,
no condom.
Oh, I thought you meant like any article of clothing
have
left on.
Have you seen how big his nuts are? Like, it's impossible for him to lift off quick enough.
Like sometimes if you start with the pants,
he doesn't have the weight training.
Exactly.
He needs power training.
Exactly.
Tate, we got a new sponsor on the show, the No Condom Depot.
I love that. I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, the no three problem. Of us? Come on.
There's five of us here.
I love when I go back to a crevice at the Comedy Store and I find an article of clothing of Tebow's and then I look around and there's no condom wrappers. Just a hat that I returned to him.
I like to leave a trail, just a trail where you can find me.
So nothing. So he's banging some nice trim. How about you, Tebow? Anything? There's no like, no girl, nothing. No girls in rehab over there. Just got fucked
C-hag,
up on meth.
Sea hag.
Are they gonna watch the show?
These are girls that only Tripoli would bang.
Yeah, I'll take that. Hey, dude.
Mama Faggot's not hooking you up?
What city are you in?
Can we name
she bring home any fucking wool? Like, you're like, oh, man, she's hot. I wish I could hit that.
Nah, dude. 70-year-old lesbians don't really play around too much.
What city? What city are you in?
That's like you. Michigan City, right outside like New Buffalo.
Okay.
New Buffalo?
Wow.
Michigan, Buffalo is
like
so
Indiana,
hot.
They sound like names from Grand Theft Auto.
Indiana.
Born and raised, buddy. Born and raised. Okay.
Can you see all of us, Tebow? Our screen just went shorter. Can you just see?
It went shorter. I could see Sam and then half of Tate.
That's all that matters.
Like, shoulder. Yeah.
I want to go
shorter. Anyway. All right. As long as Ari's out of the picture, I'm good.
Oh, come on, dude. Have you seen Ari's billboard? Ari, well, when I've you want to close the deal, do you ask her if she needs to go to cigarettes that pink dot?
A pink
or
dot, so I can like, yes. So I can like take them by.
Yeah,
stand right by him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why did that's so interesting that they put it up like halfway through your season? Is it like they were impressed with how it was doing, so they're like, maybe we should get behind it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Could be.
How awesome is it that they put it right above your old apartment?
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I could look out and fucking see that thing. It was blocking my view for years.
And so you should make that
David, your whole life has now finally got your fucking ugly face on it.
I thought it was so cool. I pulled up La Cienega and I turned the corner there and I looked. I was like, I freaked out because then his apartment's right there. It is fucking awesome. I was like, this is like serendipitous. It's perfect. Like, like all energies coming together in just the right spot. It's awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Is that
the whole
place
family.
They have it? Do they have a couple of over town?
No, I'm pretty sure that's the only one. Wow. That's one of the Comedy Central billboards.
Yeah, they own
not
it.
Not the only one.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's great, man.
They bought it because I knew I lived there in Marino. So they were trying to be close to a comedy concert.
Back when the old regime hated you, we're going to fucking torment the amazing racist.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Karma's a bitch!
I'm getting a new Mexican group going off on me now.
Nice.
Somebody posted. It's the first time I reported my own video for
racism or something.
Yeah, for inappropriate content, and then I also reported it for intellectual property. I'm just like, get this down, down.
What is it?
They just barrage. If you go to my Facebook fan page right now, you'll see tons of comments.
But go to it. Can we get some of these Ari Shaffir Facebook fan page?
Yeah, go
so
to
there's
my
some people are still section. Pissed.
Oh yeah, they find it like resista.
Resista!
Punda, hey, Guska. I don't know. Resista, I know.
Resista.
I love how you looked
Resista.
We actually have a Mexican here, but you looked at the whitest guy on the planet. Because
he lives around more Mexicans than Frank does.
No, there's not a lot of Mexicans where you live.
Where, New Mexico?
In New Mexico?
It's called
how dumb are you? I always thought you were a smart guy up until just this morning. Until this morning, I'm like, all these things came in. I go, God, that is so odd.
Coming from the guy wearing the Red Baron hat right now, it looks like he's like,
in your face, Tate!
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Boom!
I'll never talk back to Sam again.
Have you found it?
Is it on your page or a fan page?
My fan page.
Tate always looks like he's ready for the shit to hit the fan.
Yeah, he does.
You gotta be ready.
You are definitely ready, sir.
It was nice. I pulled up and I knew I wasn't late because Sam was getting out of his car. It was beautiful.
So that means you are.
Well,
that's really uncalled
for. I thought you'd be here, man. I'm sorry you're not here. I saw you called yesterday.
Yeah, I was seeing if you could do the show. I didn't know if they had talked to you yet or not.
I was just on the other line with Mr. Tripoli.
Cool.
So
let's go back to talking about female MMA. Okay, so Kat Zingano's good, you're saying. But who is she beating?
She's great.
Who's she beating?
She beat.
I mean, when you have those people that they're fighting against with losing records and stuff.
But a lot of those people, they come from like hook and shoot. They come like a lot of those girls are like from way back in the day, and so there's all that. But like it is women's MMA is like men's amateur MMA. You know, the way it was back in the day. But even like you look at the disparity of
like in the old days of the UFC, at the very beginning, it was almost like there was a storyline in Friends where the one dude from Swingers, what's his name? Not Vince Vaughn, the other one.
Uh-huh.
Jon Favreau.
He was like, I'm going to do the UFC. So pretty much anybody who wanted to could kind of get
in. You got guys
there.
Like Tank Abbott that were successful in it. You know what I mean?
Right?
It
was, yeah.
So, but you look at it like that, and I think that when they open it up more, like it's just going to take some years to get somebody that is competent enough. But you don't have anybody that has, I don't know, how many – couple decades or three decades of competition, honing her mental edge. Like, nobody has the mental kind of domination and tenacity that Rousey does. Nobody does.
Right.
Nobody has that.
Yeah.
And the way her striking is coming up and her confidence.
Like, even Holly Holm, people start looking at her. It's like, well, she's a top 10 now. But it's like, yeah, but since she barely beat someone who's 5-6.
She just got in, you know, Holly did. And Holly just needs time. She just started MMA like last year.
I know. And she's ranked, what, 9th in the world?
Right, but she's a 6-time world champion boxer. She's like Leila Ali, like all those girls. Anybody that was anybody in the boxing world, they've either been beaten by her or they've dodged her for the last 15 years.
Yeah, and you know, it's like anything. It's like female comedy.
She's been fighting for – she's been on it.
How old is she then? She's almost done then.
I don't know.
She's 36.
A lot of people
is she that old?
Hold on.
A lot of people are calling you Puto. Like a lot of Mexicans.
Puto, yeah. Puto is a good one. They call
you know what, though? Those same guys – when they see him on the street, they'll be like, let me get a picture.
Yeah, but a lot of female, I've noticed, like, a lot of female chicks are just, like, giving you, like, speeches about how, like, a good comedian doesn't need to offend.
Yeah, I hate people who say that.
It's just a joke. As a Hispanic, I've seen the videos.
No, but good comedians don't need to offend. And I want to be like, why aren't you mad about the fucking black one and the Asian one? Why are you only mad about the Mexican one?
Yeah, because the Asian one is really good.
And this whole notion that if you were Mexican, you could say that shit. Doesn't even make any sense. It's just like you're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But why? Because you're white and you're not Mexican. That now it's offensive.
That's what Anthony Cumia got into a problem with when he's like, it's fucking black community is too violent. Everyone's like racist. It's like wait a minute. If Al Sharpton says the black community is too violent, then we're all like, yeah, we got to do something. But if I agree,
yeah,
then I'm racist.
It's totally ridiculous.
How do you get to that?
It's totally ridiculous.
Holly Holmes, 33.
33. Okay.
Yeah, Holly Holmes is really good. Now, you also got to take into account Octagon Shock. You know, it's like she went from fighting in New Mexico.
Yep.
That's called Shocktagon.
Her punches weren't even like center. Her punches were like a foot away from that chick. She was just throwing combinations to nowhere.
I mean, I just think when you go from even like Eddie Alvarez, who went from Bellator.
There is that. I know John Fitch said that. Yeah. John Fitch would say like no one understands what the lights are in the Octagon until you've been there. Which I get that, so maybe fine, but it's just like, come on, you're beating someone who's 500.
I just don't like how she doesn't, and I'm a big fan of Ronda Rousey. I just like, she, the thing is that when people make comments about fights that they know aren't going to happen, like, she's always calling out guys. I could be all the guys in 135. Okay, you know it's not going to happen, but yet their cyborg is right there for you to fight at 140, and you're just like, you refuse to
even... She's calling out guys?
Yeah, she's like, she goes, I could beat 100% of the guys at 135. And I'm like, if you look at the feminist...
Find out who the 10th-ranked fighter at 135 is.
And I'm just saying...
Well, Ian was saying that he was like, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Uncle Creepy.
And he's one of those. I think he's 10 pounds lighter than her, actually. I think he's in a lighter weight class.
135 is featherweight?
Yeah.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she said she could beat 100% of the guys in one.
She also said she's like, I can beat 100% of all the grapplers in any women. And there's like Gabby is like huge. Like she's 180 pounds.
Well, what about that chick in Brazil that's like.
Right, the big.
Two, like 30
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's Gabby, rather. Yeah, not 182. Yeah.
She's like, hey,
she's
there's
huge.
A
she's
Brazilian
built like
chick
me.
That's like
yeah.
your size.
Yeah.
Like she. I just.
It's so the thing is this, though, is like that's a champion's mindset.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, is that nobody. Like, you have to be ridiculous. In your fucking mindset,
totally
if you're
that
kind of a champion. And so then you got all these nerds that are out there going, that would Alistair Overeem would take her. And it's like, okay, you're only saying that you sound stupid right now. Like, that's it.
But
like,
this is a girl that is a champion. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying. Because,
yes, I am saying that.
He's saying, I think what Sam is saying, stop calling out the men in your division.
She's not calling them out.
Call out a woman who's 10 pounds
heavier. It's a response to people's questions. It's like when she was saying, oh, she's picking on a ring girl when her and Ariana Celeste had that thing.
What'd they have?
Well, Ariana talks a lot of shit and says that she was like, she said something to the effect.
Rhonda said that she doesn't think that ring girls should make more money.
That was the latest. There's some preceding stuff.
They've
but
been going back and
forth.
What
preceded it?
What preceded it was...
I agree with that.
She said Rhonda is no kind of a role model. Like, girls should shoot high or something to that effect. And Rhonda fired back. And then somebody had asked about what do you think about the pay of ring girls and all that. And she says, I think it's silly that a girl that can walk around the ring a couple of times with a card gets paid more than fighters.
How much do ring girls get paid? More than eight and eight?
Check it out.
And then what are the secret bonuses?
If a lot of guys look at that, a lot of guys get boners.
What are the secret bonuses that they get?
The ring car girl.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't know.
You don't have to train.
So anyway, and then what Rhonda said was that she shouldn't be mad at that because Ariana got really and she said she should just thank me. I'm a PR person. She should know as a human that it is ridiculous that the wallflower gets paid more than the athlete. And she should say, yeah, I too think that the athlete should make more money than me.
That's what it should be. Not like that she should make less.
And
Ariana,
so then people go, I can't believe she's picking on her. Well, that's not what she is. It gets contorted by the press. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, Sam. You know,
Sam is the press.
Ring girls make $20,000 a year.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah. $20,000 a year, that's ridiculous.
But you know that
they make $20,000 a year?
You know
that's
make
ridiculous.
Way more.
That's where is that in King of the Cage? Because that's silly.
This is UFC, but you know they make one more.
Well, because then they also get paid to model the shit.
One girl's net worth's $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
Dude, someone told me that Brittany
Ariana, yeah, Celeste.
For her vines, that Coca-Cola gave her $100,000 just to drink soda on her fucking.
Well, have you seen all that shit right now? Fuck Jerry.
Fuck Jerry.
Okay, so you check out those guys or the Fat Jewish or Betches
Fat
is
Jewish,
another
yeah.
one, and they've got now they're doing product placement in their shit. Their shit used to just be straight, just
so
funny,
it's not
humorous,
ads,
and now they're just there's somebody like, ooh, after a long night, man, you just got to relax, and it's with a Bud Light. Not an ad, it's their own shit, or it's like their cat curled up and they've thrown a couple of fucking coconut waters down there and like, you know, it was a rough weekend when you got to rehydrate, and so they're getting paid god knows what, but
dude,
they're cashing.
See, I don't mind if we made
grand, and I want to say this and make this very clear, for $100,000 you could pour coconut water into a funnel into my asshole and then pour Coca-Cola into my dick hole.
Don't tempt us, because we will try that.
What's the result of that?
$100,000, there's no tempting. Done deal.
Into your dick hole with a funnel? How do we do that?
How do we do it?
I don't care. Figure it out. Crunch the numbers. Tate's a smart guy.
Thanks, buddy.
I wish we could actually get that big. I wish we could actually get that big to try to make that happen.
Dare to dream. Don't say wish.
I'm just like, okay.
It's going to happen.
I'm just
manifest that shit.
I think Rhonda's doing an amazing thing. I think
she's important for the sport, and she'll make women's MMA worth watching.
I think in like five, ten years, women MMA is going to be an amazing place.
I want
those chicks will throw.
What I want is I want Ari to not have a sad voice, and instead of saying there's just nothing out there then be like something positive, like hey, here's something they could do. Or something like that instead, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe if the girls could do jumping jacks for a while, and the winner is the one who does jumping jacks the longest.
Get the hottest bounce?
No, not even about hotness. Come on, man. They're athletes. It's just, like, not interesting to me. Until the champion loses a single round,
fights.
I'm not interested in female fighting.
But I just, you know, it's like,
I think that was the trouble. That's what
very interesting, because she's like, she lost 3 out of 4. And she's like, I need a pay increase. I'm like, it just doesn't work like that. Like,
who lost 3 out of 4?
Like, Misha Tate I don't know if it's 3 out of 4.
But here's why she wants a pay increase, because she keeps getting propped up by losing, so of course there's no repercussions to losing. So she starts saying, like, I'm more famous now, give me more money.
I think she's great, but it's just like you got to win a couple.
What? She's ranked 2.
Misha Tate's ranked number 2 now.
I think there's a tremendous value in people that are path cutters And that's what all these girls are right now.
Path cutters.
Like, these are the beginning. These are, they're laying the foundation, the brickwork for girls in 5 years from now. Like, this all is a necessity.
It's the white people who come to the bad neighborhoods to bring the Starbucks and gelato places in. So then the rich Wall Street people can enjoy the neighborhood.
They're the hipsters of the neighborhood.
I would have never brought those together.
Ronda Rousey has to deal with knife wounds. Of resentment.
She's 16 and 5.
Ronda Rousey is the Nick Youssef of Silver Lake.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah, that's huge. Yes. 16 and 5, Misha Tate.
16 and 5, ranked 2 in the world.
Pretty good record.
And what's her last 4 fights?
Yeah, go over them. I think she's 1-2. She had a couple weird losses. Dude, if you get in the ring, I have total respect for you. I don't care what your record is.
It really sounds like
Sam, as someone who's been in the ring, do you have respect for these other people?
As someone who was in the ring. And
now,
really,
did you fight a midget? What was it?
They were like, you know what's so funny? It's like, I was.
I got these texts going, Sam's about to fight some midgets in Alice Mania. And I was like, I can't believe I'm not there for this.
She's won 3 of the last 5.
Okay, and what was it before that?
2 and 3 in her last 5
All this
fights.
Can really say is don't listen to stats from Sam. She's lost like 4 of the last 5 that's, fights she's okay. had.
All right,
she's 2 and 3 in her last 5 fights, and she ranked 2nd in the world.
One of them was to Rousey. I mean, she lost that title shot to Rousey.
She lost to Rousey. She lost to Kat Zingano.
I feel like Teeb is a real cogent voice here. It's nice that he's on the show.
Okay, I'll stop talking. Everybody's great in MMA. That's the theme of this show. Everybody's great.
That's a problem when you talk to people who know people. They can't. It's the same thing as when Hollywood shits on movies.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They're like, that movie sucked. Like, what do you think of Green Lantern? Like, well, I mean, it was produced well. Producer Avi Schneiderman was a...
Listen, that's not what's going on. The thing is, it is what it is.
The same thing is like how... Go ahead, Tate.
But it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is the start of it, you know? And so what do? You keep everybody at a lower pressure zone in with lower leagues that they're fighting in until magically they just become something? No, you got to throw them under fucking high pressure.
Okay.
And then that's going to pop
give
and in
that.
A few years. Boom.
I'll give you that. Give them high pressure. Absolutely.
The other thing is, I don't want to see MMA fights anyway with women.
What? You don't like female MMA.
I don't like to see it. I don't want to see girls get cut open and shit.
I don't.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Equality,
I don't like any of that
bro.
Shit.
I like
whatever. I mean, it's like pit bulls. Like, I think if pit bulls want to fight, let them fight. They want to fight, whatever. But, like, it's the same if you got that in you. But it's like, I don't know. It's a different thing, man.
Ben getting cut open?
Yep.
Oh, that's just sexism.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But here's what I say. I understand.
Thanks, sorry.
No, it's all right. I get
it. All the guys to understand.
The guy who looks like a pirate would be sexist. It's really amazing.
Here's the thing, though.
Women are for something, not for other things, Sam. That's the thing.
I respect that.
Thank you.
I agree with you that they got to put them in the limelight and really set them up to have everybody watch.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between that and having the main event and the co-main event be women's fights.
Well, that was
because men dropped out. Yeah. Why don't you talk about how men are unprofessional and fucked up that
fight? Shouldn't have been number 2. It should have been number 5.
All right.
For sure. Absolutely. And what a horrible amount of pressure to put fucking Holly under.
I agree.
Holly's a consummate professional. She's great, and they threw her into the fucking woods on that, man. Like, and she handled it, and she did great.
But you're punishing the fans.
It's true.
I could have left after 3 fights.
And who did that? That's the people that are setting up the fights that get to put that out there, and it's the athletes that didn't fight that were supposed to be the co-headliners. I mean, that's all that.
Who was it? No, I got something I wanted to tell you, Ari.
What is it?
Well, it's about our NASCAR trip.
Okay, show me on there.
Okay, I'm trying to look it up. There's 8 people talking.
What do you want to look up?
You're the only one talking.
I got an email from NASCAR, and I wanted to tell you.
Sam, you know what I realized I did last week? I was on my phone. I was texting a couple times, and then I showed you. It was from Rogan. I showed you stuff that Rogan would write, like he wants to come on the show and stuff. And I realized later I was just doing that to justify me being on my cell phone.
Oh, was that an amends?
Yeah, but it's also an accusation of what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Flipping it back.
I mean, okay, so...
I think it's nice that for your fans, the way you're kind of maligning the UFC for fucking over their fans, that you're on the phone just looking
I'm
over your Twitter feed right now.
I'm not maligning the UFC.
So that's good.
I'm not at all.
Maligner.
At this point, it's just a long-running
Sounds
running
worse
gag.
Coming from a Jew.
Oh,
Sam's doing a bit. He's doing a bit.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
Well, he's killing.
I like when you
say something that's wrong, but somehow vindicates Sam. He'll always be like, thank you. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
And out.
It all works out. So, March 22nd, Punch Drunk has been invited by NASCAR to come to a VIP NASCAR experience. We're going to be out there in Ontario. For a big
Brickyard 400
America, not Canada.
That's an indie.
So, Ari, here's the thing that gets a little weird.
Yes, sir.
They're like, listen, if you want to do a pace car drive.
A pace car drive.
Get in the pace car.
Yeah, I'll set the pace high.
We got to be there at 8 a.m.
Well, that's not going to happen. But
I can drive.
You could stay up.
I'd be the first guy to get a DUI in a pace car.
You could sleep late, and then you could stay up.
What time is the fight
start?
The
race is the fight
at
1 p.m.
1 p.m. 9, 10, 11. We're gonna be 5 hours early.
So what they say is like 8 get their garages open. They'll give us a tour at 7:30 if we want. 8:10 we get to go arrival at track for pace car ride.
Dude, I think we should do it.
Yeah.
I realize now. I don't want to wake up.
We do a hot lap. They say a hot lap in the official pace car, which means they're going to punch it.
Yeah, and then we can take a nap in your car and run the air conditioning for a while.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, just turn the car on.
You
got to
put on
the
suit, probably, the helmet, all that. It'll be hot and uncomfortable.
Ooh, yeah, fuck that.
So then we're at, so then the introduction begin. So then at noon, the race starts again. We got to get there at 9 o'clock.
What's 9 o'clock?
We don't have to get there till once we do our thing, our pace car. We don't have to be back there till noon.
Okay.
So if you want to go sleepy, you can go sleepies.
Where can we sleepies?
You can sleep in my car.
Oh, right.
That sounds awesome.
Okay,
I'll put my head right by you, fucking where you've come.
I have, dude. Oh, yeah, I've fucked all over this car. At noon it starts. At noon they introduce the drivers, and then at 1 p.m. the race actually starts.
Okay, Sam.
Sprint Cup Series Auto Club 500 begins.
Auto Club 500. Let's make a side bet with you. Once the race starts, bag of bets, who can run across the track first?
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Once it starts?
Yeah.
Are you fucking retarded?
Obviously, we want to go early because that's when they're all still bunched up. So
no,
we won't.
Dude, I'm not doing it.
What about this? You guys in like one of those three-legged races across the track.
Oh. Okay. I got the right side. Sam can have the left.
No. I got the left side.
I think we should go ride in the pace car. The 8 a.m. thing is tough.
So why don't we do this?
You'll
I'll
be
pick you up
the rest of the day.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
You
got to
pick
I'll
me up
pick
at 7,
I will
6:45.
Pick you up
well, you need to get a hotel down there. Just get a hotel and sleep there.
Yeah.
And then you can go back and go to sleep if you want to.
Until 11.
Fuck, you're on a billboard.
Maybe that.
You guys should try to do the Ontario Improv the night before.
Look at that.
And then stay down there and then gig it.
Well, that's Saturday night. That's
gonna
be tough.
Let's not go crazy here.
I'm at the Brea Improv this Thursday through Sunday with Kevin Christie.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Sam Chipley's doing the Thursday show.
Yeah. Are you doing Sunday out there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
How long do you think my guest spot will be? Like 5 minutes?
The standard 3.
Okay, cool.
No, 15. You can do 15.
Oh, cool. Thank you. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So I'm also getting hit up by people. We have writers for our website who want to be our correspondents and get press credentials. And this guy hit me up.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I would like some too. He's like, oh,
so would I.
We got to talk to the UFC, but this guy hit me up and he's like, I'm trying to get credentials for the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Oakland A's. I'm
people
like,
are so crazy.
Okay, here's what I say. Here's what I say about that.
I'm trying to get credentials for the Super Bowl.
I would say,
and I want to ride in the space shuttle.
I would say, let them, they speak for us a little bit. So I would say, let them get, go ahead and do whatever they want to do to get tickets for any baseball game, but the UFC is like, we know people there, and if somebody
they can't
a fool
do
at
UFC,
that place, then it's like, fucks us.
And they can't do Dodgers, and like, they can't do
we get Dodgers.
The NBA.
Why can't they do the NBA?
Well, I don't want them to do, definitely not the Clippers.
Yeah, but
not the
Golden
cool
State?
Shit.
Yeah, not in L.A.
Yeah, they can go up there, but we have to have something that they sign that they have to represent us in a certain way.
I agree with that.
Like, they can't be
I think you. Well, I mean, no, fucko, this is a great opportunity. You do an interview process with them right here. And you get a panel of people. And
how do you become a court? I mean, a press credential.
He sent me something. He goes,
well, these are people
they
that
need
just
to know.
To go to a game.
Okay, Dodgers game. They need a phone number, address, and a name of whoever is in charge.
Well, we should get those.
Yeah.
We don't even know who that is.
Yeah, who's in charge?
I think I am.
You're okay.
Of course you do.
Run it. Run with it.
I do. I run the website. You're the blonde with big tits. And then we got fucking... He's the blonde with big tits.
I would have never known that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think he's
really
very handsome, but...
Some big-ass titties.
People tune in for me, but I don't contribute anything.
You just show up with a wagon with big fat.
Ari, I got an idea for the show. I think we need a website. What do you think?
Yeah, let's build one already, man. What are we waiting for? Let's get a website.
Where do you guys put these up? Sports. These are on YouTube?
What?
Yeah.
These kinds of things.
Yeah. These things.
So you don't have like a Vimeo that you're just doing it on your website?
No, we have Punch Drunk Sports, the website.
Yeah. And this isn't?
Yeah, this is up there. This is
on Vimeo
or
on YouTube?
They're watching it live. It's going to be on YouTube.
On Daily Motion, I think.
Okay.
We're on Daily Motion and we're on YouTube.
You don't have to yell at me, Sam.
And our numbers are going up on YouTube. Whoa! That was exciting.
That was some hot blonde shit right there.
So we have to get into...
caller is calling.
What's that?
Our Italian caller is calling. He keeps calling.
Do we want to take that?
T, you want to wait a second?
No,
add
plus.
I thought we figured it.
Add the
plus.
That's right.
You forget that every week.
What? Every week. We did it 1 week.
What's up, Italian caller?
Italy. What's going on in Italy?
What's up?
What's up in Italy? What's going on?
Dude, I'm not from Italy, man. I live in College Station, Texas.
Oh. All right, that's okay.
Oh, isn't that where that racist shit just went down?
He's like, fuck.
Well, that was Oklahoma.
I'm only kidding.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, man.
But yes, Sam, the answer is yes.
But yeah, there's some racist shit going down there.
Yeah, so what's
it's
going
Texas.
On?
Texas.
What's kidding. Up, man? It's a joke. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I got the flu today, so I'm at home.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
what do you want to talk about?
It's fascinating.
What do you want to talk about?
Do you have the sniffles or is it upset
hey,
tummy?
Sam, what do you know about Bobby Portis, Arkansas? I got SEC player of the year here today.
Yeah. In basketball? Yeah, he's really good. They have him projected going in the middle of the NBA mock drafts. They have him going like in the middle of it. He's a power forward, right?
Yeah, he's Kevin Garnett. Remade. He's legit.
He's really black in that sense. Yeah, that guy is a really, really black guy.
I think Kevin Garnett's underrated in terms of his, like, cheap playing.
Oh, well, he's a shit talker.
He's a great shit talker and cheap shot guy. Yeah. Like, he rivals Laimbeer. He's not as good as Laimbeer for that, but he's, like, up there with it.
Yeah,
people
he talks
don't give him
shit,
credit.
But he doesn't really... Yeah, so the kid's good, man. I mean, like, Texas A&M, they put out DeAndre Jordan, who they made him ride the bench.
You see that highlight yesterday?
Oh, I watched the game.
Ooh. That dunk? Oh, boy.
Ooh, he looked away before it even went into his arm and just stared at
Badass,
that rim.
Dude.
And then he pulled the hand back.
It was cool when it goes up in the air and you see him, he palms it, and he's like, I got it. And then he's just like,
smile.
Murder, yeah. So the kid's good, man. I mean, like, the SEC has got great I mean, Kentucky's just insane. Have you seen this?
I don't think they're going to win the championship.
You don't think so?
No,
yeah,
I think they...
Kentucky live.
You saw them live? They're tall as fuck.
Yeah, they're tall as fuck, but they're barely beating a few teams that aren't that good.
Yeah, but dude,
I saw them.
They've dodged a couple open shots that would have been a loss for them. Like,
yeah.
Open shots by other teams that, like, they would have lost.
Sometimes being great involves a shitload of luck.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying, it ain't going to last through the run.
Do you want a bag of bets this?
Sure.
You want a bag of bets?
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, sure, I'll bag of bets. They ain't going to be undefeated at the end of the year. You say they'll be undefeated by the end of the year.
I say they go undefeated.
I say they do not go undefeated.
I love it. I love it.
Should we get the bag of bets? Should we get the bag of bets,
Sam? Let me take this out.
Get it out.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
I love it.
The bag of bets, please. Thank you, Vanna White. You look exactly like her. Bag of bets. Sam, Tate, you want to do the honors?
Sure.
Bag of bets. Oh, are you allowed? It's a Crown Royal bag. Is this allowed with you right there?
What's it made of?
It's made of velvet?
I'm okay with velvet.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bag of bets. Hold on. I say that Kentucky does not go undefeated. Sam says Kentucky goes undefeated through the year. Here we go.
Here we go.
The bag of bets. This is so exciting. Hey.
I love how giddy he gets. All right. Fart funnel. Jerking off optional.
Oh, wait.
No, let's do another one.
I feel like if I was going to say jerking off is mandatory.
What's fart funnel?
I have no idea.
You fart in a funnel and have to breathe.
It's like a bung hit is what it's called.
What's jerking? That means you're allowed to jerk off if you want while I fart in your mouth. That's what the fart jerking off optional.
So also known as Tuesday.
I think fart funnel.
I say fart.
I say we choose. We pick one more, and then we choose. You get to choose being the winner.
No, I just your bag of bets means you pick, and all the bag of bets, anything we put in there,
it's
is worth
a fart
doing.
Final.
Otherwise, why is it even in here?
It's that's, a fart
okay,
final.
Then
but now we
got to.
Does everyone fart?
Can you see what it would have been.
Okay.
Is
it just you fart? Or does the group fart?
No, it's just a one foot winner fart. It's a, now. Here's what we got
to
do though. Every time
to
we
get everybody's
bets,
fart as one would be a trick. That's.
Yeah, you gotta hold it in.
And we all gotta
it's
be
like to ask. It's not like broads with periods where they're all together. And you've gotta inhale deeply on that. You're not just, you can't just be lax down here.
I
and
say
we gotta do a bung.
Can you get pink eye in the mouth?
I say we also put a clothespin over the nose. Clothespin on the nose so that you can't breathe in anything else except the fart.
You gotta get Mexican food the day before.
Now here's
food,
what we do with bag of bets.
A bunch of old fish, some bad milk.
Absolutely.
Eggs.
Here's what we do with bag of bets. Once we pick one, since we don't want to do it again exactly the same, we either add to it or take it out completely.
Add to it.
So how do we
I
add to it?
Well, then it would
our normal adding us. Our normal adding is Viagra. That doesn't really apply.
Gargle cum. I say you got a gargle cum out of a funnel.
Whoa.
Oh, that seems like you went deep.
No.
Let urine. The other
guys.
Urine.
Ari's in, I'm in, it's in.
No way.
Not only do you have to get cum in your mouth, you have to go.
No.
You have
no,
to enjoy it.
No, I'm vetoing it. I'm vetoing
it. Doesn't have to be,
I'm
Sam,
vetoing.
It doesn't have to be your own cum. It could be clean cum.
Okay. I'm vetoing that.
Fart funnel.
Fart funnel.
So are we taking this out or are we adding to it?
I'd say we take it out.
Okay. Fart funnel, though. I have a funnel in my car that we can use. It has had motor oil in there, but we can wash it out first.
Yeah,
Sam, would that funnel work?
Please, he says.
Sam, would that funnel work for you?
Yeah, you're going to be fucking smelling some farts.
You're going to be.
Tasting, you mean?
So that means it's going to go in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to fart into it.
No, I'm farting in it. It's going to go in your mouth.
Or is it narrow side in my asshole as I fart and it comes like
stop.
A stereo into your face?
No,
I feel like
I
you
let's,
have
let's,
some
let's,
fart.
Let's, we got to clear this up, though.
Okay, sure. Let's clear it up.
They
Sam is a noted
they have to go through the SEC.
Shirt.
No, I pay off my debts. The SEC.
Hold on. Tebow, is that true?
You're talking about whether they're going to win the national championship.
What
or
if
not.
He sharts?
No, I say undefeated for the year.
That was the deal, was whether they were going to win a championship or
I
not.
I just said undefeated.
I believe
for
it's
the year,
recorded.
Over and over. I just said it over and over before we put this out.
What's it called on that?
Undefeated.
He said, okay. All right. All
right. Funnel. If they might not even make it out of the SEC tournament.
No,
if you do shit.
Yeah. That happens.
It keeps going. Yeah, you just happens. Have to keep inhaling.
How long do you have to? How long do you have to leave the funnel in your mouth? For?
I just want to clarify because that can happen. A guy's excited about his fart, and then more happens than he was counting on. Maybe he didn't want it to happen, it happened. But maybe there's only that one fart in there, and you've got to take what comes. I think.
Oh man, if you lose, when you lose, dude,
Chipotle.
I'm lactose intolerant.
We're going Chipotle at 11 o'clock
all night. Dude.
The best farts I ever had were from.
Crackers
bars.
And peanut
oh,
butter.
Oh, yeah,
protein
bars. Like, with the fake mannitol, with mannitol in it, the fake sugar.
Way.
That shit will make you horrible.
I think this bet's going to be brought to you by protein bars and caveman coffee.
Caveman coffee.
We'll get some MCT in there, and that'll make your bowels a little looser so everything will flow better.
Bag of bets! Bag of bets! It's been so long. This is not a good one.
All right. Hey,
fart funnel.
So what bag of bets do I owe? I did the black cock thing. I did all that.
Sort of.
What did you do?
Really.
With the black
I did it.
You didn't do your next five sets, which was a deal. You waited until there was low pressure sets, and then eventually
nobody,
did it. And some of those,
but I did
it.
And no
I
one saw them.
I did
nobody
it.
Believes it.
Okay, and then
you shirked. For sure, you shirked.
And what about the wearing the shirt? What about wearing the shirt?
Sure, we never saw the picture of that.
I did.
Are you supposed to? You're supposed to wear the I Love Black Clock on us during your whole
clock?
Set shirt.
I'll wear I Love Black Clock.
Wait, Sam,
clocks.
What's this about? You're supposed to wear I Love Black Cock?
I couldn't find a shirt. Yeah. James was supposed to make me a shirt, and he never made me the shirt.
You always tend
yeah,
to blame
it. Yeah, but we said you could
others.
Do it with Sharpie. We said you could just do a white T-shirt with
Sam
Sharpie.
Sam Tripoli said he couldn't find a Kobe Bryant jersey.
And I found it!
In L.A. It took
and
you
I
6 months
it.
To find a fucking Lakers jersey.
I still have it at home.
But that's what you used to say. I can't find a Lakers jersey.
I paid it off.
That means from inside his apartment.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's like real difficult. I don't go outside much until I go down the store. I do 15 minutes. I go home and then.
What?
I go
to the store.
Never ran into one.
I pass by that Lakers gear store. What am I supposed to do?
I got to go outside there.
I love
I
all my voices you guys do, by the way.
What'd you say, Teeb?
So,
Tebow. Whitney? Whitney?
Yeah. I think that this bet should be you got to put the funnel in your mouth.
Funnel in your mouth.
I love how he just totally went away from Whitney.
The person farts in it. No, I've been trying to talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The person farts in it, and then you have to hold it like a bong hit.
Yeah, it's a bong hit.
No.
Yeah. Breathe it down.
No, you just said it. It's done.
That's
not
added.
Hold it in.
Yeah, you have to suck it into your lungs.
No.
Suck it deep into your lungs. You have to bullshit. You're not just sitting there not breathing. You have to suck it deeply in.
No matter who loses. Don't worry about it.
You breathe in. You go. Not like you don't want somebody smokes it for a cigarette and they go, no, you know, you're not doing it right.
Wait a second.
You gotta do it right.
Ari, if in fact you lose this bet,
yeah,
would you think that the proper way to do it would be that you're there and that you first blow it all out and then deeply inhale, hold it in, and exhale the fart? Is that the proper way to take a bung hit?
I think it's before that, even make an airtight seal around it. While you're at, fart.
Blow all your air out so you can get a good breath in.
Oh, so you took
should we get a
mask?
Gas mask?
You make
mask?
The fart noise. You make the fart noise.
A gas mask? Come on!
Come on, Frank.
Yeah, like that. So
yes,
you're willing
exactly
to do
that.
You're willing to do that in the event that you lose.
You got
to
hold it in.
Are you also
hit.
Willing
how about
to do
out
that?
Through the nose? I say out through the nose.
Out through the nose.
So it's
sounds
like this.
Good.
Fart again.
No, you're going to have a clothespin on your nose.
And then take the clothespin off, and then the fart comes out.
Yeah, clothespin on the nose. That's right.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready.
You're willing for that. You think that sounds good to you as well.
I'm not losing this bet.
I'm rooting against Kentucky.
So, Sam, you're saying they just run the tables.
Yep.
Ari's saying they're going to lose a game.
I think they're going to run
from
the tables.
This point on.
I'm pretty sure.
Including the SEC tournament, right?
Right.
Not just the tournament.
That
I'm pretty sure of it.
Great. Your bag of bets, sure.
Dude, they are the there's only one team in the NBA taller than them.
Who?
The Portland Trailblazers.
Dude, did you see Anthony Davis?
Sizes
and
everything.
Today.
40
and 10. Youngest guy.
47 and 10.
Youngest guy, second youngest guy to have 40 and 10 three times in a season.
It's really amazing because he got hurt early and people stopped talking about him in the MVP, but he's doing whatever Russell Westbrook is doing.
He's doing all that stuff with more blocks and more defense, more blocks. And,
yeah, I think he just missed.
And you guys thumped Golden State at home. You guys thumped them. You guys match up with them really well.
The thing is, Tyreek Evans is a good defender. The thing is, we're half a game out of the playoffs right now.
Half?
The problem is the one is right ahead of us. Oklahoma City was way low, and now they got all their players back, or some of their players back, and now they're shooting up.
But Dallas,
so we won eight
is,
our
Dallas
last 10.
Is going to shit.
Dallas is a little
and
going
dude,
to shit, but they're still like four or five games ahead of them.
San Antonio.
Only 20 to
could
go.
Fucking fall off, too. Really. Dude. This last stretch is really hard, especially the Clippers. The next three games make or break our season.
Clippers are closer to the 8 seed than they are to the 2 seed.
Yeah, they're 10 games behind.
But what I see is really interesting is that in the East, there's a good chance, like 1-2, that LeBron plays Miami first open round.
Miami's going to get their asses whooped because, you know, Chris Bosh next year, they're going to be good. Miami will be good again.
Why? Bosh is gone next year?
No, Bosh will be there. Then they got
Bosh
Gordon Dragic.
He'll be back. Hopefully.
Whiteside is good. I mean, they got a good guy at every position. Luol Deng, they got a good guy at every position.
No point guard.
Yeah, they do.
Who?
Dragic, they got from the Suns.
Who's their off guard?
Dwayne Wade.
Nah, he's done.
But, dude, I'm going to tell you what they should do. Miami should go get Swaggy P to come off the bench when fucking Dwayne Wade's done.
Swaggy P.
Yeah, he's good for points off the bench. We got Nate Robinson. That guy's fucking crazy. But it's going to be
I love that guy.
I do too, dude. I really do
you
love
see
him.
That rebound he got? You see that rebound he got the other day?
No.
Yeah.
It
was last game. That
he
was
still
so
got
odd. Ups. He out-jumped like a 6'10" guy for a rebound.
Let's take a call. Why don't we take a call?
The plus sign.
Hey, you finally figured it out, fuckface.
The 801, you're on.
Jesus,
T-Bone. Fun story.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
I had a question for Ari.
Yes, sir.
Will you marry
I was
me?
At your show in Utah, and I don't know if you remember, but one of the chick
sweet.
Opened for you, and she was doing the soybean milk joke, the almond milk joke. So I just wondered if maybe you called her out for being a joke thief or if you just let her go or
what
do you remember?
Hold on. Whose joke do you think she stole?
What almond joke? I don't – what almond milk?
Your almond milk
I just
joke.
Heard like four or five comics use the same joke with the almond nipples. Almonds don't have nipples, so how do they make milk?
Oh,
no, that's just an easy joke if that's, that's the case. If you heard four or five people say it.
And I, you know, man, I used to be like a joke police back in the day, but then you realize, who gives a fuck? What is it? Who
cares? Just, that's just what anybody...
Well, she's doing like half your act now since you've left, so...
No way.
I don't... Yeah, she's doing like half your act.
What, like what, specifically?
What's
so you're here just to stir something
for a bag of bets.
Okay, you can't just say she's doing half your act and then move on to it.
No, you can't accuse stealing a joke
and then
not say which joke.
So what's up with the Vikings?
Yeah.
What joke?
Hello?
This is a dude excited to be on the air.
That guy just hung up.
Just like,
he's full of shit.
I don't know. I just want to say something that's inflammatory.
He's probably a comic,
and
probably
then
a comic
away.
There that didn't get a spot.
And he's it's probably his ex-girlfriend.
That guy was fine. She was funny.
Wait, now, you do the road a lot. You do a lot. You do way more than I do.
Yeah.
Have you? What states do you think have the best openers, and what states do you think have the worst openers?
That's a good. I mean, I don't know about states. Also, we're okay. But before I even say it, we're going off who was booked that week.
Yes.
For me, you know. So it's like I'm sure there was like 20 guys. Like, what do you mean that guy sucked? You just got a shitty comic.
Right, right, right.
It's like if somebody comes in and watches like Argus or something. Yeah. Like Comedy Store is not really relevant. And you're like, no. You watch one old man. I mean, Portland is great. San Francisco is great. Austin.
San Francisco is great.
Atlanta. I mean, there's lots of places that have scenes. Anyone that has a scene that's like, you know, you'll be good.
Yep. All right. Well, that was a fun conversation.
Yeah, but I mean, bad one, I don't know.
NFL. You want to get in some NFL?
It's not even the season yet. It's not even preseason.
The NFL's done a great...
Dude, it's huge today.
You're right. It is signings.
That's the...
Who's made some good moves?
Do you care, Tate, at all about NFL?
Not a bit. Well, actually, I started to care more.
Why?
Because, I really like Dallas for a little bit. Because, and it's huge. Like, it was really, it made a huge difference in my life.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was hoping they were going to win that next game and then go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's
definitely a catch. And I hadn't ever cared. I'd never seen a game. I watched part of a game once of Dallas last year, but.
What made you like them?
I have a question for him.
That tends to be like chicks tend to like the Dallas Cowboys.
Shut up.
Oh, I like it because I have a club in Dallas that I'm a part of. And it went crazy. We tripled our numbers that weekend when they were playing. And so if they'd have done better, it would have been...
Oh, you have a nightclub?
We would have had huge, huge, huge numbers the next 3 weeks.
Oh.
So hold on. You're not calling him a bandwagon fan when he just became a Cowboys fan 5 months ago, but you're calling me a bandwagon
Listen,
fan
I'm about
for becoming a fan in second grade?
Well, the only reason I call you a bandwagon fan is because you're from Maryland and your other team is the Yankees.
I was from North Carolina. North
this
Carolina
has a name.
Until fourth
team is
grade.
The Yankees.
Renee Beaner. Oh, Renee's calling in.
Right.
Hold on, Renee Beaner?
Renee Beaner.
Oh, my God. We got Mexican on Mexican.
Renee, what's happening?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Yeah,
good.
How's
I miss you.
I miss you guys very much.
How's the radio station going?
I wanted to call in talk Dodgers.
Los Doyers. Yeah, we'll get back to the. Oh, hold on. One second, Renee. Hold on. Tate, as a brand new football fan.
Yeah.
You watched that game against Green Bay?
No, I didn't. I just heard about the numbers later.
Oh. So forget it. Okay, Renee, we're back.
That was great, Tebow. That was great.
What does Dodgers think about the moves? What do you guys think about the moves they made?
I like it.
Who do they? Okay, Sam definitely doesn't know what the moves are. So why don't you tell me what the moves are?
Well, they moved Jock Peterson to center field, right? Jock Peterson's in center field.
Yeah.
They have Rollins from Philadelphia.
Right. They play short.
And then they have Kendricks from Arizona. Nice. No, from the Angels.
I retract my statement.
Yeah.
Sam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The infield is going to be Gonzalez, Kendrick, Rollins, and Uribe. And the outfield, I think, is going to be Crawford, Peterson, and Puig.
Yeah.
So my question is, do you guys think Ethier is going to go anywhere?
Do I think who? Puig's going to go anywhere?
Ethier.
Ethier.
I mean, they got to get rid of him, right?
Well, they can't. They don't. They need some. They need some. The bullpen needs some help, right?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of bullpen. We got a lot of new faces in the bullpen this year. A lot of the crap that we had last year.
Are you on the team?
Shut up, Tate. We don't do that.
Ridiculous.
We don't do that shit, Tate.
Yeah, this is a sports.
Whatever.
We live and breathe and die.
All right. I didn't understand. I'm just trying to be clear.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Renee. I thought maybe you were a player.
All right.
Yeah, he actually looked like one of the players we used to have. He just got traded.
12th man. I hope it was a good move.
How do you guys like the new studio over there?
It's good. When are you going to come by and say hi?
Oh, yeah, we got
to
have you in
one day.
Maybe opening week.
Fucking, we don't do that. Out of your two fucking mouths. That's off limits here.
Yeah.
You will drape your balls across somebody's face. You're talking about sucking your colon cavity out into your mouth. But no, that's off limits.
Tacky, bro.
It's tacky.
Tacky.
Some coos tape.
You don't go on World of Warcraft so and tell everybody how much of dorks they are. This is our world.
I think it's great. I just wanted to be clear, a little clarification, because I'm a new
Oh,
fan.
You thought maybe he might play.
Yeah.
We're going to get some NASCAR guys on here. I think they need to trade on. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, were we going to go after what's-his-face from Philadelphia, the pitcher?
Cole Hamels?
Yeah.
Hamels?
I'd love to get that guy.
I heard rumors he's going to go to the Yankees, but
yeah, competing again.
Yankees had a bad, bad offseason. They didn't get anybody.
How am I liking A-Rod? I mean, I'm hoping to get.
How do you guys think A-Rod's response is going to be?
I'll tell you what.
Fans are going to boo him.
Fans are going to boo him at first, but then
well,
they're not
the Yankee fans are cheering him on.
Yeah, Yankee fans don't care. They're like, we're hoping he contributes. He didn't really fuck him over. He gave him some production by cheating. And then he left.
I don't know how Cashman still happened? Has his job.
Oh, he did steroids.
Yeah, for years.
And so that fucked over who?
Not the Yankees. It just helped them. So that's why the Yankees fans are not booing
him.
He's
the only one that lost money, right?
Yeah, he lost a year and a half of his fucking career.
I have a question.
Now, if he gives me this, I'll get to your question in 1 second. If he gives me 280 and 26 home runs, I'll be ecstatic.
Do you think that's possible?
It's possible.
I mean, he's been
but he's old.
Aaron, do you think that's possible? Nope, Aaron says no, and that's the law.
Yeah, I'd say he'd be lucky if he hit 15 home runs this year.
That's what I think.
I just think he's been out of baseball. He's old. You don't get quicker.
Do you think he's been practicing?
He's been practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
He probably owns a giant baseball facility.
But he's also got to do this thing where, this is what I've seen in the UFC a lot, where you get a guy who won on steroids, and then they'll be like, oh, whatever. People still give him, in their minds, give him credit for the win.
Right.
But then when he comes back, not on steroids, they're like, oh, he's not as sharp. It's like, yeah.
What are the chances that
he's sharper
not
on
be on steroids?
Really high.
Do you think he won't be? Or do you think he'll just be smarter about
better
the way
cycling?
His testing is, you know?
The problem is not like training for a fight where they test you like.
Because now he's older and he's less able. Like,
yeah. They have random testing all the time. Hmm. Like all through the year. So it's not like he can cycle off 2 weeks before he has to play a game.
Did you see that? We'll get back to baseball 2 seconds. Hold on, Renee.
It's a good question. UFC? He might still do it.
UFC is drug testing Vitor Belfort 7 times more than who he's taking on.
Because yeah, look at the guy.
Because he's known for taking roids.
But that's guy's been tested once.
And he's been tested 7 times.
He's pissed.
I have another question about steroids.
Maybe
Renee knows.
Okay, Renee, go ahead.
Renee is our expert on steroids.
I'm wondering if, like, why is it that in other sports, like football seems like testing is non-existent. I don't really know.
It's there.
Very well.
But in all these other sports, you hear little bits. Like basketball, for sure those guys are juiced up. Never hear nothing about it. And then in baseball, you go in front of Congress. Like, why is it a congressional hearing of our politicians with baseball? I don't understand why
good
that's
question.
A different union in that way
question,
to where
Renee.
You're destroyed with it. Like, it's crazy
what
that
I,
you...
What I think it is that baseball is considered our American pastime. It's been around since the 1800s. And I think that this country looks at baseball like way more seriously than basketball
mm-hmm. and the
football.
Records, the specific records people can
and
quote.
The records and everything. And I think the standards are set higher for baseball and for players because it has been around for so long and it was created here in America. You know what I mean? I think it's
yeah,
just
but
our,
that's
our
that, that's
sport.
Saying that it, that's
and
saying that it, that's
why.
Saying that it's a social construct instead of a legal thing. This is a political and legal thing. I don't think that just because it's apple pie. That would deem it like you can perjure yourself in front of a federal judicial court. That seems crazy to me.
Yeah, why? Yeah,
there's
why
something
would only
else going on, like they're sanctioned by the government.
Well, a lot of it,
or something. There's some conflation.
Well, all
there.
The commissioners were brought up in front of
all the commissioners
all together. They were all there at the same time, and they all address the Congress. And the reason they brought baseball up, because baseball seemed to be the most high profile, I guess, because you're...
Well, none of you super fucking fans that are all like, I'm on this team and we're on that team know the answer to this. I think that is fucking disgusting.
God damn it.
I don't know. I'm trying to ask you, nerds.
I'm trying to tell you. NFL.
You probably know.
Football.
Of course.
Does he know? Football has been so, like, guarded in secrecy. They don't pay taxes. That you can't
write...
Baseball doesn't pay taxes.
Like church.
Well, I know it is like church.
None of the major sports pay taxes.
Really?
Yeah.
They have luxury tax.
UFC, I think, is almost
there. No, luxury tax to other teams.
Yeah, but they don't pay none of them. They're all nonprofits. Do you know FIFA?
So what's FIFA? The answer?
What's soccer?
The answer? Get on mic. Get on mic.
Baseball,
hold on.
Baseball has the strongest union in the country. They're not subject to national antitrust laws.
Something about the antitrust laws. Yeah. They had something in there. Somebody was, yeah.
It's completely, and the guaranteed contracts are the only sport that has. Well,
so why would that mean that they would be a higher profile on their steroid use?
They'd be under higher scrutiny.
It's not higher profile, but it's because the antitrust laws, the government governs that, where they do not govern basketball, football, and all these other things. So baseball is governed by the fucking U.S. government.
No, I'll tell you why I think it is. It comes down to who covers your sports. If you look at the baseball writers, they're much older, yeah, and they're from a different time.
Congress is old white men, baseball.
And they get really angry when they see that Hank Aaron's records are but MMA writers, they all look like Frank. They're in their early 20s.
Good looking.
Glasses.
Yeah, football's been around since the 60s.
Thank you.
You know, so I mean, like, it's just, it's a
like,
younger sport.
What's the record for, you know, passing yards in a season? Nobody knows.
It's not held to the higher standard runs. Like baseball.
Yeah. Baseball writers are all like fucking 60 years old.
Still,
football
though.
Football players
though.
Are all like...
Nah, man. Barry Bonds fucking got in trouble for perjuring himself to fucking Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah. What,
like
none
Dennis
of those
Rodman
players.
Never did. Like nobody
goes,
else ever
that
did.
That
like,
goes back
so
to what I'm saying.
It's a different thing.
Nobody liked Barry Bonds.
What
the writers
but they
hated
don't even,
him.
Right,
they
matter,
don't
though.
Even
doesn't,
talk about
you don't,
steroids.
When you get
sports.
Arrested, you don't pick what court you get to go to. Like, no, America cares more about this one, so we're sending them to this court. Like, you're just talking about
I don't
about
see why
popularity.
They'd be brought to Congress at all. It's like they're
right.
doing their job. Their job should take care of it.
That's my
question. That's it. Because congressmen don't have shit to do because they're like, oh, well, the economy
except
sucks.
Except for where these antitrust laws come
the economy
from.
Sucks. Right. Let's worry about what baseball's doing, what some business is
oh,
doing.
Oh, yeah, we're doing
that
some
doesn't affect
real
the country.
War crime shit. Let's
see. Where do you keep going?
So, Renee.
Anyways, guys, I got a jet. I just wanted to call in and say hi. I miss you guys. I'll have to come by the Comedy Store soon and say what's up.
Come by. Are you still with your white girlfriend?
I am still with my
That's great.
Mexicans and white girlfriend. It's
yeah.
thing.
It's the reverse coconut. It's the reverse coconut.
What's the real coconut?
What's that?
What's the coconut?
Coconut's when a white guy's really, really white. They call him coconut.
Really?
Yeah. When a white guy's really, really
no,
white?
No, when
Mexicans
a Mexican is really, really white.
Brown on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah.
You're a coconut, eh? Oh.
That's Sanchez's old joke. You're a coconut.
Can we get into Stephen A. Smith's comments? Tebow, we don't know what's going on. Your lesbian connection is just not working right now.
Why there's a great strip club in Indiana, like around Michigan
called
City,
the lesbian
right thing. Before you get into Chicago.
Called Coconuts?
Very nice. No, I forget the goddamn name of it, but it is filthy.
I don't care for strip clubs anymore. I mean, they're nice. There's
since
this one
you're the
called
king of the naughty show, like,
Sam's
why would you?
Hofbrew, have
you
ever
got
been
your
down
own,
there?
No, I don't even know what
it's
that is.
Great.
You never take me anywhere, Sam, and you own a Hops Brew?
So funny. Fuck. So funny about this guy. He just shows up to comedy clubs, doesn't even tell me he's going. I go, hey, let's go to lunch. Never.
Where are you going tonight?
Out.
Where are you going tonight?
I'm going to be in Orange.
I don't even know where that is, so
that's
I can't
a city.
Go there. Yeah.
I'm doing stand-up in
a
Mexican
it's a,
show.
It's a color is what it is.
That is a color. So,
want to go to lunch after this?
I'm going to the doctor. You guys can go.
Ooh. Nobody's asking
you. I'm going to the doctor, so I can't
Sam.
Go with you guys.
Nobody asked
no,
you
no, I
to
can't
go
because I got a doctor appointment.
I hope your herpes is okay.
Tebow, can we talk? Wow. What do you think of Stephen A. Smith's comments
what were his
about
comments?
Chip
oh.
Kelly?
What were his comments?
I got him pulled up.
Okay,
let's
read
hear,
them real quick, Frank. Hold on.
I don't know. I mean,
Tebow, hold on. Hold on.
It's go stupid on. To me.
Chip Kelly makes decisions over the last couple of years that, dare I say, leave a few brothers feeling uncomfortable. I think that's fair to say. I mean, we're sitting here looking at some of the decisions that Chip Kelly makes, and I'm like, what's up? What's up with that? I mean, it's like you've got to be the kind of guy, you know, and I'm like, well, Riley Cooper's, oh, wait, that has nothing. He basically is just saying that he thinks that there's, well, he's, Chip
he
Kelly's purposely...
You're saying they let
black
Jeremy Maclin
the,
go, they
yeah,
let all
they're
these
letting
black,
certain black people go.
Shady McCoy, but they keep Riley Cooper, who was a white dude, to make those racist comments. So he's saying it's all racially motivated. But he doesn't mention all the black free agents he's picked up.
Yeah. The worst part of that comment
race
is nobody...
Race baiting is so fucking lame. Just say some of the moves. Like, tell me which moves.
He signed Mark Sanchez, who's Mexican-American.
Yeah. But the whole thing is...
But Stephen A. Smith looks at Mark Sanchez as a white guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's totally racist. Like, yeah. Because Stephen A. Smith is a racist.
That brother's a wigger.
The biggest thing
what
is...
What about Riley? But that's one guy. You're talking about one player.
Yeah.
They didn't drop one
player.
Who
probably isn't even that expensive of a player.
And he did great. He was great this year.
They're supposed to get Frank Gore and Byron
And it's
Byron
not like
Maxwell.
They re-signed him. They didn't re-sign him. He was already under contract.
Frank Gore went to Indianapolis.
Did he?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith sucks.
Stephen A. Smith... The worst part is that nobody on that show...
He didn't call him a racist. He just implied it.
Yeah. Nope. Brothers wonder... It's like, fucking say it if you're going to say it. Makes brothers wonder.
I like when he says brothers too. Like who you're talking about? You?
Oh,
you're,
hold
you're
on.
Saying you. You're now. You're saying it's like saying you're on the Dodgers when you're a fucking fan. No, dickhead. You're not. It's just fucking
what
you. This
asshole.
Is your opinion.
We got Stephen A. Smith on the line right now. Stephen, what?
Can
what
I ask? Say one thing.
Yeah.
The worst part of that whole thing is that nobody on the show checked him at all.
No, you can't check someone on race. You can't say. Hold on, man. That's not. You can't say anything. You just got to like sit back quietly.
I'm going, huh?
If you're a white guy, you can't even comment.
What racist thing did he do? And it's like, I hate the cop out thing of being like, because today he's like, I never said he was racist. No, of course you. Yeah,
you danced around it.
He's the racist because you don't have the balls to fucking say that.
Look who's online calling in right now. It's Teban A. Smith with his take on this whole situation.
Hold on, let me say, Teban, what's going on? How are you,
brother?
Yes.
I gotta ask you, why come you ain't got any black people on the show?
I mean, it's just today we've had black people. Actually, we may never have had a black person on here.
No, we have.
Who? Which name was?
We had Kareem.
I want you to
Kareem.
Name him, brother.
Kareem?
Yeah.
You got Armenian, you got a kike, you got a pirate, no brothers.
What about Mexican? Frank.
Brother, you gotta have the Mexican off camera, I see.
Well, Teban, the reason we have that is because there's not many black people in the white in the mainstream comedy community, so we don't really know
I didn't know if I was calling in to punch drunk or a Klan rally.
Oh, jeez.
The problem with black comics is that when they're really funny, they only do the big ones, like the Nerdist, so we can't get them booked.
And also, we only have 2 hours, and they tend to run the light, so we have another podcast comes in after us, so it's not fair.
What about... Easily could get Boon Shakalaka.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know if he knows the stats. He puts up the stats that other comedians do.
That brother's a fount of information.
He's as good as Ian Edwards.
Yeah, they are on the same level. So, Teban, what is your take on Stephen A. Smith's take on Chip Kelly?
That brother seems to have a lot of knowledge.
Oh, he's great with it for once.
I think the NFL is 99% black.
That's not true. I think
all four white dudes on the Eagles. You crunch the numbers. You do the math.
You crunch the numbers. You do the math. Really? So you think there's something to what he's saying?
Fucking race
all
baiting.
I'm saying is I just read on the internet that the Eagles just signed
who?
Who? Joe Montana.
Oh, really? Eagles signed Montana.
Backup quarterback Joe Montana.
One, I can't see him being a backup. And two, I don't still
you
know
think
if he's
he would start?
I mean, I don't think see him accepting a backup role. Why come back after 20 years just to be
that
a backup?
That nigga ain't got no knees left. That nigga ain't got no knees left.
I know knees left.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Teban.
Final thoughts, Teban. Final thoughts.
White people shouldn't vote.
Okay, very nice.
Most don't, I don't think.
I don't.
Most don't.
White people
keep,
don't
let's
vote.
Let's keep it that way, pirate.
All right. Teban A. Smith, everybody. Thanks for calling. Ari, hang up on. All right.
Okay, we're back.
Dude, Teban A. Smith.
What called. Did I miss?
Nothing.
Teban A. Smith called.
You should have hit the plus, faggot.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I hit the pay.
So what's going on? We talked a lot of sports.
Did I tell you what? Real back to the NFL. I know Teban A. Smith was probably talking about the NFL. Colts are going to make the biggest splash today. They're getting Andre Johnson. They're getting Frank Gore and Trent Cole. Three huge players. All of them old, but they can definitely contribute.
I heard Joe Montana was coming back. We just learned.
Did you hear that bullshit? This guy doesn't even know football. He's talking all this craziness.
And Denver lost their fucking what? Tight end now?
Yeah. Jesus.
No. God, I wanted that guy. He's good.
Who you want him on Atlanta?
Yeah, big time.
Was he thinking about it?
Yeah, but we just couldn't afford. They said we weren't going to pay him all that money that he was.
Any chance for Atlanta this year for the playoffs? Oh, yeah, total chance, actually, when the division they're in. Total chance.
Absolutely, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Raiders are supposed to get everybody. They got nobody.
Shut up with the Raiders.
They got nobody.
Yeah.
How do you have all that money? You don't make a run at somebody.
Well, we did make a run, but the problem is everybody we wanted, they went to Florida where they don't have to pay state taxes.
That's
a very unfair advantage for Florida sports teams.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's why we offered
Shaq the same offer.
That's why Jacksonville's so dominant.
Yeah, because it's not the same offer. It's a $30 million difference to go there.
Yeah, I agree.
Same contract because you don't pay state taxes.
Everything cycles.
State taxes is probably 10, 15%. That's a sizable amount of money.
Yeah, if you sign 100, how much is Sue's contract? 100
116.
Yeah.
And so that means if he played in L.A. with that or in Oakland, he'd be making, well, let's say after taxes he makes
70.
60 mil is guaranteed.
70. So after tax, he makes 70. In Miami, it would be 85.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
that's
millions.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's another helicopter.
He could, I can stomp on all the legs I want with that extra $15
million. Yeah, I could break faces.
Fines don't matter, $15
million. All the balls
they pay NCAA guys? Why don't college athletes get money?
They could, but they're in a lawsuit right now. You have to.
They
figure
do.
Out
they're
a way
just not allowed to.
To pay the players in the sports that generate money, and because college is just super idealistic, and everybody thinks it's all fair, it should be all fair, everybody. So how
it's
are you not,
not super idealistic? It's the owners of those teams are saying we're idealistic, so we can't pay them. Because you have to pay everybody.
No,
you can pay everybody. Just divvy it up. Saying we don't have to find a way. Then find a way.
Title IX, right? Which states.
Then pay. At least
hold on,
start
just
with.
Let me say this. Title IX.
I love when Sam starts anything off with which states.
Title IX says that your teams. the teams have to. Your program has to represent.
Sounds like you don't know what it says.
Represent. Your population, meaning if
you got to have as many women's sports as men's sports is what it says, what he's trying to stumble over.
Yes. Basically, so if you have 60% of your student body is women, 60% of your teams have to be female sports.
That's not necessarily true. Well, like what it is
what does it do with paying people?
Is it like if you have a wrestling thing and there's not a female wrestling thing counterpart, your wrestling program doesn't get any money anymore. And so they kill the wrestling programs. Like that's what
happened 10 years ago or let them operate without money. Or since there's no football,
but they don't.
Women's football. Don't worry, football brings enough revenue. They don't have to worry about
getting
funding
for it. But the thing is how many billions of dollars comes in through
NCAA?
That's
my whole thing.
Now, here's the deal.
Billions.
If they can't decide, let's
say. Motherfuckers are getting paid.
University of Maryland, for instance.
It's like, if you can't pay me, then don't put me on fucking SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. Don't put it in the newspaper.
Video games.
You know what I mean?
Don't sell my
fucking bullshit. I can't sign autographs.
What's that?
I'm saying don't sell my jersey with my number on it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a story. When I was in Michigan still, that Chris Webber dude, his jersey's selling for $100 at the gas station that he has to fucking walk to because he runs out of gas and put a dollar in because he's got no money, and he ends up leaving school the next year because he can't fucking support himself. And then he's at this college in this fucking really rich community, and he's fucked, and everybody's making money off him. In the meantime, if he accepts anything,
absolutely,
he's out.
And Ed O'Bannon is taking on the NCAA right now. And I saw some of the transcripts.
And selling cars in Las Vegas.
And I saw some of the transcripts. And one of the
So if you need a new Honda.
Yeah.
One of the commissioners.
Ed O'Bannon Honda.
One of the athletic.
I'm sorry, Ari, go ahead.
It's okay.
Athletic
director.
Stop interrupting Comedy Central's Ari.
Was saying that we can't afford
it.
Go
ahead,
Ari. If we'd have to place, if we had to pay our players, we would operate at a loss and we'd have to end our football program.
So silly.
And then Ed O'Bannon's lawyers
came back. Who
believes that? Ed O'Bannon's lawyers came back and said, okay, but here's the deal. You are operating barely at cost for a while. In that time, you were operating barely at cost 2 years ago. Like, you were operating at cost 5 years ago. 2 years ago, you got a $100 million Under Armour contract.
Yeah.
So now you're still operating at cost?
Right.
You can't divvy up that money? And people say, well...
Well, okay. We can, but it's just between six guys.
And people say, like, how do we decide who to pay?
Right.
How do we decide who to pay? Well, in the meantime, pay everybody.
Well, and also, if you're selling 500 of this guy's jerseys and three
that
of this
guy,
guy's,
yeah.
Give him $5 for every fucking
sure.
jersey
absolutely.
You sell.
Like, on the jersey,
whatever.
It should go to the player. Absolutely, because it's
come
specific.
On.
But in terms of, like, the TV contract, how do you say Reggie Bush gets this percentage of it? So I say this. At Maryland, there's a few sports they compete in. Lacrosse, they're dominant. Soccer, men's and women's, they're dominant. Basketball, men's and women's, they're dominant. Pretty much
Not
nothing
football.
Else.
I think what you could do is you could go just by what the press covers. If this is popular enough for the press to cover, then it's fucking viable to make money at.
Go finish.
The money that comes in from those organizations, only from football, goes to the football players. Or they could say all the money that comes in from athletics gets divvied up to all the athletic teams.
Yep.
So if you are a golf player on the University of Maryland, you're getting $150 a week. And if you're Reggie Bush, or Joe Smith, who's a dominant first team All-American, you're also getting $150 a week. But who doesn't keep it is the NCAA.
Yep.
You've got to give it to your players.
Yep.
Now, if you want to further go on and say only the football team should get paid for the football players, for the football revenue, then fine. Deal with that later. But right now, pay the people who made you the money.
They should do a study and see how much the deans of these schools' salaries have gone up as the athletic money.
Absolutely. Better athletic commissioners in those places. Yeah. And all that. It's like Netflix when the dude that owns Netflix – I think it was who that was. He was Morgan Fairchild's husband, took over SAG-AFTRA and was president of that.
Yeah.
And so it goes away, like all the residuals, and they say, oh, we can't pay you because we don't know what this new media will be, the internet.
Yeah.
Because we can't track that like we can track a VCR tape. It's like, are you fucking out of your mind? Every time I click $3.95 for porn, 100% it gets fucking
tracked.
It's like ridiculous.
It's tracked.
And then so then our residuals went down from like 2.8% to like 0.8%, they'll pay you off in new media, which is now going to be the only fucking media.
Right,
because
exactly.
Nobody's going to watch commercial TV or anything like that anymore. It's just not happening.
Yeah, it's like you run my commercial three times on Hulu,
crazy.
And one guy watches that, or one guy watches that show on Fox. That's still one guy watching
that
commercial.
It's just more corporate domination fuckery, whether it's
fuckery.
NCAA or this. Like,
and I get it. They don't want to give up their money. That South Park was brilliant.
But
South Park just called them all slave owners.
Then that's the thing.
That's
it's like
so
you don't want to give up your
true.
Money, but like, at what kind of consciousness are you residing in where you think that I want everybody to be in an impoverished way? Like, where's the thing where I can let everybody fucking rise and everybody can do well?
That's not.
Everybody can fucking do well.
That's not a valid. No one does that. Look at Big Tobacco. Right. Look at all the.
It's not nobody does that. The big companies
right.
don't do
ben
that.
Ben and Jerry's does it. Ben and Jerry's does it.
I don't know
it.
What they
ben
do.
Ben and Jerry's won't pay anyone.
Caveman Coffee fucking does it.
Ben and Jerry's in their company won't pay anyone over 100 times what anyone else makes. So the guy scooping ice cream cannot make less than 100 times what
it's
the
huge.
CEO makes.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great.
So can you look up
there,
a video
people
right
are,
now?
Like, conscious.
And I want to know if you guys think this is real. Can you look a video up, Bob Gollop?
I think you look up 9 guys, 1 bucket.
Club owner cuts comics pay for going 2 minutes short.
Oh, really?
I want you to tell me if you think this is real or not.
I heard Jamie did that once where somebody he did 15 to 20 in like Long Beach. And he did like 15, 16. The light came on. He's like, all right, well, I'm done. He goes, no, you didn't do your whole time. He's like, what? Pay my fucking money, bitch.
What was the name
of the light came in, it means get off.
Bob Gollop.
How do you spell the last name?
G-O-U-L-B, I think.
O-L-U-B? Gollop.
How was the rap battle the other day?
It was awesome, dude.
Who won, dude?
I forgot.
Smith. What's his name?
It needs to be
Anthony.
It needs to
no.
be
who's the guy? Who's the guy Joe Stompsup is in?
He'd won before.
Who's the Swedish guy? Older guy, like 60?
Gustafsson?
Yeah.
Maybe. He was on earlier that night before you guys got there.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
He was fucking funny as shit.
Who's that? Honest John?
Who?
It's like Gustafsson or Gustafsson or... he was at Eddie's show earlier.
Jake Johansson?
That's who it is.
Oh, Jake Johansson.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That guy's really funny.
Holy fuck.
I did my first MC week, feature week for him.
He was one of the best comics I've seen in a long
Jake
time.
He's done about 75 Lettermans.
That's what I heard.
Pop on him.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. He had a great joke from before. He goes, my wife's not fucking me because she's mad. And so she's taking it out by withholding sex. But if you think about it, there's a lot of girls not fucking me.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really do anything.
Find that video and play it. And we'll see if we think it's real.
Fart funnel.
You think...
I'm so sure.
What were you saying about
so
the
it's
rap
basically, of- I took Kentucky versus the field.
Yeah.
And you have 64 teams.
Yeah.
64. No.
It's 63.
Oh, you got to be more careful when you bet, I think. Do you feel like that? Are you feeling that right now where you're like, maybe
I
took a misstep?
I wish I could have gone back and fucking did the bet.
You're not playing all 64 teams. You're only going to wind up playing 4 of them.
Yeah, you only play.
But any of those teams could.
6.
He gets any of those. He just needs one of those other ones to win.
If Duke loses to Maryland, who cares? winner.
What do they have? Essentially,
we forgot dates out of the gates.
Seven games left. They have like seven games left, essentially. If they run the
tournament, they got tournament right. Yeah, seven, eight games left.
Can we unplug Tebow real quick and plug this in so people can hear what we're listening to? Can we unplug Tebow's audio for 2 seconds?
Do we have a second plug?
Yeah,
no, we
yeah,
don't.
No, no. Just unplug it for 2 seconds.
Nobody unplugs Regis!
Or, Frank, take your thing and put it down towards the sound.
Your mic?
Yeah.
My thing.
Then Tebow won't be... Oh, he can play.
What? You're joking, right?
No, I'm sorry. It's 18 minutes.
It's like wheels.
Sorry. You did 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Why should I pay you for 20? Who pays anybody for more time than they did?
Give me my money, shut up.
No problem. Give this money for 18 minutes.
I'm not, you know, you're going to prorate me?
Yeah.
How many times am I going to When I do 23 minutes, you pay me extra?
No, I didn't tell you to do 23 minutes. Your 2 minutes is costing me $75,000.
What are you talking about?
You owe me $75,000.
I owe you.
Because 2 minutes, I told you the math. 2 minutes times 7 days times 52 weeks a year times 7 days a week times 10 years is $75,000.
No, but that's if everyone
does. If I pay
it.
You for 2 minutes, you owe me $75,000.
So wait a minute. I owe
I'm prorating you.
I owe you.
Yeah.
I owe you for performance.
Yeah. Proration.
Get the hell out of
here. You owe me for the next 10 years. $75,000.
Can I just get my damn money? Oh,
this is all set up.
Think it's fake?
You know yeah,
what,
sure.
Cuts and stuff.
Can we make a deal?
What?
Let's split it down the middle.
What?
Split it down the middle. You did 18. I'm going to pay you for 19. That's very generous of me.
No, Al, come on. I mean, that's
an extra minute.
Yeah, but you know what? The light
just cost myself $37,500.
The light went red. What am I supposed to do? I get off when the light went red. I don't know.
Okay, I don't get into the minutiae.
You gave me the light.
So you think it's fake?
Yeah, it's definitely fake.
He's too calm.
Yeah, who's taping it?
You know what?
They had him do the setup ahead while they're already taping.
I'll pay it for him an extra minute.
You know what? Forget. You don't want to go do fucking 2 minutes.
Good.
All right.
Wait a second. Now, you want the MC to introduce you?
No, you know what? Fuck
because that's the, I'm going to have to cut a minute off this time. I need to know.
No, but you really got... I got to go do 2 extra minutes to get my money.
Well, let me know if you're going to do 2 extra minutes. I'll cut a minute
And she's off smiling in the back.
I'm going to prorate this time.
Oh, you only... D's only sticking up because that's your daughter. That's why.
That's a great understanding. I'll prorate
the
minute
for the MC.
That's perfect. No?
That wasn't a waste of time.
Hey, dude.
Boring.
Okay.
Oh, there's the boring alert.
That's a guy. That's a guy with zero stimulation in Michigan City
that's
right now.
God, he'd be bored. He'd be turned on by anything.
He'd be turned on by anything.
Yeah, I'm the guy jerking off the cartoon.
Yeah,
he's
like, I just fell asleep.
I can't watch Dora the Explorer without blowing one in my pants. Hey, I got something.
Yeah.
Tight end Jimmy Graham to the Seahawks.
Oh, really? That could be interesting.
What?
Just reading it right now. They're trading him.
Why?
New Orleans, $40 million. Why? They can't afford him.
God, it's all a fucking money game.
Why did the Raiders get him?
That dude in Seattle? Shit. That guy's
dump-off option? A good dump-off option besides Marshawn?
Oh, my God. So what do you think Drew Brees thinks about that?
He's retired. He's joining Joe Montana on the new Sounders.
They get
the Delaware Growlers.
They're getting Seattle's first round pick and their starting center Max Unger for a fourth round pick and Jimmy Graham.
Wow!
Time for dates out the gates.
Out the gates.
Tebow, you're first.
I'm first. I'll be at an AA meeting at 5:30 tonight and 9 a.m. tomorrow.
What time zone is that? People can tune in.
What's that?
What time zone is that?
Central time, yes.
Hey, let me ask you a question about central time.
Yes, of course.
Oh, no. It was about mountain time, actually. But go ahead. Forget it.
What about mountain time?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So if something plays at midnight on the East Coast, it plays at 11 on Central. Does it play at 10 on mountain?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go back. So it's just all the same time except Western. Western starts 3 hours later.
Yeah, everything's an hour.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they don't change it. So your sitcoms come on at 6 p.m.?
It depends if it's what kind of television it is.
No, it would become on at 7 p.m. their
Things
time.
Are at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Eastern, 2 hours, is 6 p.m.
No, I... Well, listen, sometimes...
Sorry, I was trying to talk to Tate. I didn't mean to confuse you, Sam.
No,
I'm sorry to
on,
even get you involved with numbers.
You're the fucking question.
I know. And I was asking it to Tate. I didn't mean to... I'm sorry if I stumped you. I wasn't
you upset
really trying
Sam.
To, I wasn't trying upset. To embarrass you.
I like how Sam said he didn't upset me.
Real quick.
You upset me.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's Sam. The name of this episode? I need the name for this episode.
Fart Funnel.
Okay.
Seems clear.
Fart Funnel.
Here's my dates out the gates. My special Passive Aggressive is playing on Comedy Central this Friday night, 11:59. That's midnight. It's the one that nobody ever saw because it was on Chill. About 5,000 people saw it. It's out on TV this Friday night at midnight Eastern, 11.
Check
Indiana
your local
time.
Listings.
And the first person to tweet about it while they're watching it, Ari will send you $1,000 in cash.
Yeah, everybody. It's important that I get ratings the first the one so that they run it a lot more. So if everyone could tweet it out, don't tag me to begin with, but tag me in there if you want. But tweet out, hey, watch Ari Shaffir's special.
All right, we'll do that.
In order to time zone
$1,000.
No, that's for the show. Yeah, and then Joe Rogan's going to be and Segura's going to be on This Is Not Happening this week on Thursday.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
be in Brea Thursday through Sunday. That's my dates.
Nice. You got anything? You want to pitch? You gonna be doing any jiu-jitsu?
I would like you to if you're in like the southern region of if you're in New Mexico, Arizona,
France?
Colorado, any of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
NuevoCerveza.com is a great place you ought to go. We really if you're a distributor, we need to just break out of our New Mexico thing and get our beer out to other places. And I'm sorry, Tebow. And I'm back and my
he was like, give me that beer
and my bloody at my bloody Maria is a great Bloody Mary mix. Caveman Coffee. I want to say thank you to Deuce Jim for helping out. I want to say thanks to Mark Bell and his Powercast.
I call him Deuce Jim because he's always shitting.
It's not why, but
okay.
I love to see where he goes.
I want
you guys all to. Please watch my good friend Ari Shaffir, who's on a billboard in Hollywood, California, and it's really exciting.
Frank,
thanks.
You got anything?
Potluck.
Well, that's
and
all
roast
the time
battle.
We have right now. But,
hey, what about me?
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Have a quinceanera.
Yeah. Very exciting. A lot of great stuff going on.
In your face, Frank!
I'll be with Ari on Thursday. I'm very excited about doing that.
No, Ari's not going to be there, I thought.
Friday night,
Thursday,
I will
Pro.
Be at the Ventura are. Harbor Comedy Club doing the Naughty Show, celebrating Steak and Blowjob Day, which is actually the 14th. But come out. We're giving away sex toys. We're having a great time. Then on the 19th, I have a big charity event at the Comedy Store, abolishslavery.org. Brett Morin, Justin Martindale, Kurt Fox, Sean Pawlowski, Kira Stoyalovich.
It's called Abolish Slavery?
Yes.
And
then
no
at the end of the month, again, I am at
the
Comic Strip.
Not one black entertainer.
I'm at the Comic Strip.
Yeah, man, because they remind people of slavery.
Yeah. You know,
why would you, when you're trying to abolish something, why would you
write
it
in the name?
That's true.
Maybe Ian Edwards will just strap himself up.
I'm at the Comedy Strip.
I'm interrupt
too. I'm at the Comedy Strip.
Where are you?
Edmonton.
Comic
at
Strip.
The end of the Comic Strip. At Edmonton at the end of the month.
Yeah, maybe we could have some slaves, some King Kong type.
Have you quit smoking, Tebow, or are you still smoking?
That's all I got left, buddy. Caveman coffee and cigarettes.
Okay.
You can't quit smoking your first year, right?
And Dora the Explorer.
Yeah,
well,
you can't quit.
I if I get time, I want to come visit you.
Dude, come on out. You'll have a blast. We'll fucking do
well, let's not get crazy. That's not. It won't be.
No, dude, I want to roll. I'm going to take you down to the garage, okay. And we're going to just roll all
it's
night.
Weird what comes into your mind when I say
I roll
I want to visit
all
you.
Night.
Like, I just want to visit, maybe have lunch or something, and now you're going to wrestle me.
You can't wrestle Tate indoors because he uses shit like couches and stuff. He'll put you in a corner that you don't expect. He'll
I was
take
talking
a seat
to Rogan.
Cushion, he'll shove your face in it.
When Duncan,
where's the best place to wrestle me then?
Well, the worst place was at the hotel in Atlanta,
out of
in
the
lobby.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember because it wasn't traumatizing to you. But when the security guy came up and said,
you know
"That's
what
enough,"
I do remember
you
though. I remember some wrestling? Beautiful talks outside of the pool with Ari in Atlanta, and it was just some of the most special times ever.
Yeah, I go out and smoke my cigarettes, and you go out and join me.
Yeah,
for a water.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
lovely.
Nice. That was nice. Straight through the back, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you fag as fuck?
Hey, but that,
why is that language necessary?
Come on, man. We are fucking, but don't say faggot.
Hey, we call my mom that every episode. Now I can't call a couple of my buddies a little fucking...
That's a good point.
It's their
word.
Point.
That's a good point. Retracted. Retracted.
The first time I've said that word in three episodes, man. I got to hear it
you
all day
You said it
long.
Three times today.
Yeah, but I meant it to you.
I like your vest. Is that a new vest since you're in the Midwest? A little warmer?
Does your mom know you're wearing her clothes?
You Tripoli actually bought me this vest, so don't let him fucking shit on me for
nice.
It.
Nice.
He gets,
I did.
Good job.
He gets the sleeves when he's put in 3 months of sobriety.
Then a hood, comes later.
Yeah. Hey, you're 6 months.
Just in time for summer.
You guys are lucky
in your face, Devo!
You're lucky they don't wheel me in a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Unable to grab at booze.
I can't do anything. Yeah. I just got boxing gloves on. I was when Duncan Trussell was living with Rogan for a while after he broke up with what's her face?
Yeah. What's her face?
I forget her name.
Marilyn Rice Cub.
How do you think that fucking was? Really hot?
Hot. Dirty hot. Sex.
Oh, yeah.
People lose their mind over her.
Really?
She's got to be doing something right. Yeah. Dave Ross, John Bryan, a lot of people went.
Who?
For her.
Who?
Dave Ross, John Bryan, a lot of people went nuts.
There's
for her.
A certain type of girl where people go bonkers over when they break up.
Maybe she got magic snatch.
That's maybe.
That's what I'm saying. She must because people just go crazy for that chick.
Maybe that pussy pops.
But anyways, after Duncan, then Duncan moved into Rogan's basement for a while. I was talking to Joe. I'm like, "What's it like with Duncan down there?" He's like, "Dude, it's super easy." He's like, "Cool. He's nice. He's pretty tidy." He's like, "It's totally."
I can
see
where this is going.
He's like, when Tate was living in my basement, everything was just smashed into pieces. I was scared to go down there. It was like having a bear down there. You just see a big, dark shadow move around every now and then.
I was real grateful. It was a really nice time for me.
Casa de Rogo.
He's like, I was too scared to go in my own basement. It was like there was a giant
like
grizzly
a
bear.
Halfway
there.
House for animals at some point.
Yeah. So what movies are you going to be dying in soon?
I'm going to be dying in something called The Godfather. No, I'll actually be living in it. It's a Bloodfather with Mel Gibson. I got a nice little scene with him.
Oh, good.
And does he go off on Jews in that movie?
Jurassic World.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Do you get eaten by a dinosaur?
Well, I can't spoil anything for anybody. And then
how's that
are there dinosaurs?
Ben Affleck, really cool.
Oh, dude, he's ill. He's one of the best guys.
Ben Affleck,
really cool
everybody
guy.
Says that about him.
Super cool guy.
Dude, whenever I used to do commercials, they make me sign a non-disclosure agreement because like, oh, we can't have people
know. Right.
I would take a picture of it and then just post it to Twitter. Here I am at a Microsoft commercial audition, but I have to do this, and then that's a picture that was attached.
You took a picture of the non-disclosure.
And then me and Jardine got to fucking rob a bank.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
Dude, we robbed the bank for a video game for like Battlefield.
Hey, don't talk about that
Battlefield
shit.
Earth or something, or Battlefield LA. It's fucking awesome. It was a
Did
lot
you get to keep
fun.
The money?
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keith Jardine wants to come on the show.
We'll totally let him.
I don't know when he's here.
Whenever he's in LA.
When he's in LA. NASCAR driver.
Yeah, he's in Los Angeles.
He was the first UFC
when he's
fighter
in LA
to me.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Right.
Does that ever happen?
Club going up on a Tuesday.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
I was here last Tuesday.
Oh. Weird. Oh, yeah, but you were doing some weird podcast with somebody else.
Your fucking boxing friend.
I don't know. With Mike Vallely.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. What a dude.
From Schmock and Vallely?
I don't know what that means.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Sam?
No.
Oh, they had a headshot on the front hallway of the Comedy Store, Schmock and Vallely, and I think one of them went on a produced Arrested Development.
Oh.
What'd the other one do?
Schmock and Vallely. I think he committed suicide shortly after
Holy
they broke up.
Shit.
Did I just see Brian Redban
committed suicide?
Get his name up on the wall at the Comedy Store?
No.
I love that reaction.
No.
It's a
paid record.
No.
I see a bun go in my mouth.
It's a paid record. Then they should delete Dean's name off there, too. I don't know what that was about. He's a manager. Managers don't get their names up. Fucking
oh, that's interesting.
Paint over that.
Well, maybe
he's
it's because he's
nice
in charge
guy.
Of
so,
what
yeah.
went up there.
So,
I'm nice, too.
Guy.
I'm nice, too. My name's not on there.
Should they take down Jeff's?
Jeff was a slightly different thing because he's been playing the piano, so he's been in the show.
I would
for
say
a
this.
Time.
Listen, if Dean fucking stays
show.
Up there.
But I would say Jeff is borderline.
If
Dean is not.
I like Jeff.
If Dean stays up there, then you guys should all lobby to have my name put up there.
Yeah, I mean, should you fucking. If you go to a lot of baseball games, should you go in the Hall of Fame?
What's that?
If you go to a lot of baseball games, should you go to the Hall of Fame?
No, but there are
but if you're announcing
coaches
the baseball game.
In the Hall of Fame. There's GMs in the
That's
Hall of
stupid,
Fame.
That's stupid, Sam.
There are owners not a coach. In the Hall of Fame.
I feel like Dean's got pictures of your dick or
no
something.
Managers
yeah,
up on the
he
wall.
Does.
No managers
yeah.
up on the wall. And if there were managers up on the wall, it wouldn't be Dean who took us into a fucking bad place.
Why do you think it's in a bad place?
Because of Jill, the virus Jill.
Yeah, that did spread.
God, why does she still come around?
You're making Tebow cry.
She's like, I'm sorry I was mean to everybody. It's like, okay, but you were, so why would you come to the place where you only people dislike you? The only
Who's
people
the
like you are
the
coke
waitress
addicts.
Over there?
Rose? Rose?
She's no, like, no, aren't no, she no. some kind of not American?
Albanian.
Yeah, it's Rose.
Yeah, everybody loves Rose.
Super pretty.
Rose's tits.
Heavy drinker.
Oh, yeah, blackout.
She said she's, cool.
yeah,
she said she's cooled it for the last month.
Oh, really?
Tebow, what do you got?
When you drink that way, it will cause
what
you
to What
do
I got with what?
Time.
What time is it?
No.
Yeah, what time is it?
Which 1:10. Time you have put in, but don't worry about it.
What
are you talking about?
Sobriety.
Oh, almost a 60.
Almost a 60. Congratulations.
That's great, dude.
Thanks,
I'm very
buddy.
Happy
thanks.
For you.
Thanks.
When's a good time to call you?
Let's see. Any time other than when I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Do you ever need to turn that fan on? Does it get a little too warm in there for you sometimes?
A little bit. Depends.
Let's see how it works. Can you run it a little bit?
Tebow, what is this room? Take us on a tour of this room.
Yeah, I love this color scheme.
Take us your house. Let's see your house.
Yeah, what do we got here? And what I see your vest. What are you wearing in the pants?
I feel like you're moving too quickly. You're not trying to show us.
Come on, guys. Everybody be cool. No way.
Everybody be cool.
Oh, this is a bedroom.
Oh, there's your bed. Okay, nice. You got the twister covers.
Yeah, that's great. They kept your bed the way it was when you were growing up. That's great.
Now is the faggot.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God damn it.
Weird angle.
Why is your thumb so weird?
Come on, why is your thumb so weird? No, dude, put it away.
He's trying to put it away.
No, he's not.
Put it away, bro.
Weird spider bite on there.
It's weird. Is that a hernia?
Wait, hang on.
Wait, what are you doing? That is zero regard for your penis.
I'm putting my pants on.
Somebody that doesn't care at all about himself.
I was putting pants on.
You were so not gentle with
him.
Damn
it. You know what I mean? Zipper could just scrape along that shaft.
Oh, that's so funny.
Really
I was putting it away.
That's so funny.
You're looking healthy.
I'm feeling good, guys. Feeling good. Feeling
really
good.
Uncalled.
Looking good. What's that guy's
All right,
name?
What's up
feeling
your,
good.
Up
looking
your
good. Looking
Feel good. Good. Look good. Might as well be in Hollywood.
Oh, I like
All right,
that.
What's up with your pants?
What?
No.
Sam put his hand on
We're
his
good.
Shoulder.
Oh well, yeah,
We're
he's
good.
Soccer mom.
To
dude.
Hold
We're
me
good.
Down.
Good.
No.
We're
no.
Good.
Jimmy. No.
In honor of Tate being there, I think you should give Sam the pirate shoulder.
No, but I'll tell you what, though.
Is that like
Tate,
where he puts this parrot on his shoulder?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Tate, you've been around, I'd say at least jiu-jitsu or gyms for a long time.
Okay.
You've dealt with some, like, sickness and staff and ringworm and stuff.
Sure.
Can you tell me if this is staff?
Nope.
Yeah, no, let him see it. No. This is a medical situation.
It's hard to tell if I can't see it.
Okay, let's switch seats.
Well, if he doesn't.
I swear to God, dude.
He balled his fist up.
I swear
he
to
was
going to
punch my dick.
That doesn't get me. I'm
I didn't even know you were a lefty. You're southpaw.
I was going to say, Sam does fight
southpaw.
He just saw the angle.
He'll go southpaw under his time of crisis.
Yeah.
I know.
I punch fucking Mexican midgets. I'll punch your dick, too.
I'm getting
that is a Mexican. So you'll punch Jewish midgets?
I'm going for my physical today.
For what?
Over 40.
Are they going to look inside your ass?
Oh, you turned 40? When'd you turn 40?
Are they going to do the thing?
I don't know.
Are they going to put a finger in your butt?
Oh, your prostate.
Yeah, all of it.
A camera. They blow a camera up there, right?
Well, that I'm down with.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to put that in your Vimeo?
What's the biggest thing so far that you've had inside your ass?
Okay, well, now that
depends. Good question. Let us all guess.
Okay, sure, yes.
Plunger,
go. Which side?
The opposite side.
I'm going to say shampoo bottle.
Shampoo bottle.
I'm
going to
say your rabbi's dick.
The little end.
Thin side. Rabbi's dick. It is, depends what you ask. If it
I'm
going to
go Kate Manzella's whole left arm.
Well, yeah. Well, it was Kate Manzella, but but the way it was balled up in a fist, I'd say adds width to it.
Man mm-hmm. or woman?
Woman.
Okay.
Kate Manzella. She fisted my asshole.
Did what? She?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, she reached around and jerked me off.
And then she fisted you.
No, not, and then
got it in there first,
and then jerked me off.
How'd she get it in there?
Fist up there?
Yeah, well, she started with just a finger, and I was like, "Come on, baby, what are we? We're playing games or what?"
Next thing you know, it's
you know what I want.
She went to four fingers in like a.
So she did a little dragon in your ass.
Yeah, like a triangle kind of thing, a little square. And then I was like, "All right, good. Loosen it up." And then when she loosened up, she got the hand in. And once she was in, she made the fist. And slowly pulled it out. Once she pulled out, right back in. And then she just started fisting.
Yeah. That's called the Kermit the Frog.
So you like getting fisted.
I mean, I like getting jerked off, and if the fisting's going to make that happen, sure.
Oh, so you'll take a fist to get jerked off.
I feel like you could have gotten jerked off without being fisted.
I mean, she did say, I want to jerk you off without fisting you.
Why do I feel like you always throw that up there? Why do I think he's like... Hey, what are we going to eat for dinner? All right, you can fist my ass if you want to. If it means I'm
no crab legs at Red Lobster unless I'm fisting you.
What happened to the fucking cum rag?
Yeah. What happened to it?
Guys, get it?
No.
No, Adam's just in weird places.
Adam doesn't like that it came to him.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He came on a rag and mailed it to Adam at the comedy store. Yeah, he's
so Josh doesn't want to do it at the roast battle.
Why not?
Oh, imagine that.
He wants to do it on AR here, and I go, no.
He's got to have it by now. I bet he's got to have it. Roast battle.
That's a creepy little dude.
Wait, did Adam open it?
No. Well, what if Adam used it to wipe his face with it? What's this?
I told him not to.
I do have a dirty face.
I do have a dirty face. Oh, maybe somebody would fist me and I could suck the cum off of it.
I just ate some Cheetos. What better time to use this rag that I just got?
I told him, don't eat it, you fat prick.
Oh, yeah. He does eat a lot.
He's not that fat.
No, but his old Fatum picture is hilarious.
The best.
It looks fake.
Fatum
picture looks fake. Have you seen it, Ari?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yes, I have. I love it. It's great. Lets me know he's human. So I think we're coming to an end, right?
We are coming to a close. Let's see. What else do we need to talk about? I mean,
where do you have to go?
I got to go to a doctor's appointment for my physical.
Oh, that's today?
Yeah.
Anal.
Yeah. My anal physical. Yeah, she'll be like, I don't. This is gonna be a little uncomfortable.
Like, I need to draw blood from you. It's okay if you fist me.
Yeah. Okay, could you cough? Well, if you fist me, I'll cough.
Cough all you want, bitch.
Are you getting a STD test too?
Oh yeah, let's include that.
I thought you just got that done.
It's good to do it every couple months.
A guy like Ari can't get it done enough.
No shit, especially Mister. I've been banging three chicks a day for the last 2 years.
Got the Will Chamberlain of comedy over here.
Two a week.
No shit.
I can't imagine what his numbers have done since he got on that fucking billboard. It's got to be tremendous.
So do they come to you now, or do you just pick them
up? You know what you need to do, cocksucker?
It doesn't work that way.
Hey, get yourself a blowjob on top of Pink Dot right under that sign before they take it down.
100% true.
Fuck yes.
Me and Edgar and Jamie.
I know what we're doing tonight.
Went up there. We tried to climb up the billboard.
You, me, and Sam. We got a wig. I got a great wig for Sam.
What?
You'll look
what?
Just
yeah,
like
yeah,
a chick.
Hear him out.
What?
I've got a good cat.
What?
No, he's saying you'll look like a chick.
Oh, okay. Well, cool,
okay, go
man.
Ahead.
High five that, then.
Yeah.
As long as you don't know it's me sucking your dick.
Yeah, as long as you look like a chick, it's not gay, Sam.
Hey, take a look at this inflammation for
me. Do you think, has anyone fucked you yet to help their career?
Ooh.
Ever.
First of all, that's a mistake. Go ahead. Second of all, not because you couldn't, but because you won't.
No, but there was one girl who did reach out that I kind of felt like she was climbing.
What was her name?
With me. And
what is her name?
It never happened. It never happened.
Well, because when Adam Egitt became Booker of the Comedy Store, he was getting texts from girls going, if you give me spots, I'll fuck you.
Yeah, but see, Adam could actually help someone's career.
And he's not a bad looking guy.
This season, this is not happening for at least fucking 8-9 months. So it's like, I can't do shit for you. And Adam can actually do something for you this week.
So you think girls should try to fuck Adam?
Yeah, and those girls are trying to fuck Adam anyway, but they're like, hey, renewed interest because you're the talent coordinator.
Yeah.
I don't think it was anyone coming that had never fucked him or never like flirted
with
him.
If I gave him a good fisting, you think he could get me on stage?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't just have a fisting and say it's a good fisting.
Well,
I mean, you really got to like commit to it and really give
I want to be in there. I mean, I'm eager.
I mean, it's not like blowjobs. You said there's no such thing as a bad blowjob, which
that'd
I disagree
comfortable
with.
For sure.
I totally agree with Sam.
Disagree with that. There's some chicks who just scrape the teeth on the way out.
Okay, but you're saying you would rather not have any blowjob over that?
How about this? I'd way rather have the hand job than the blowjob on some of those broads. For sure. 100%.
Crazy talk.
So teeth or the mouth is too small.
He says it's
just
like
fucking,
pizza.
Either be home alone or say, before you go, I'm going to blow you. It's not going to be the greatest, but I'll blow you before you leave.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Nah, I'll just go home alone.
Yeah.
No way.
If I know she's going to drag her teeth, yeah.
I'd at least let her try.
Yeah, I will let her try, and then I'll be
or
like,
could you?
Whoa.
Yeah, well, exactly, right. Yeah, because I'm a gentleman.
Well, and you then said, I go, like, hey, oh, let's opt for titty fucking then. Maybe that's better.
That's
you know?
Not on the yep. table.
How about this?
What do you mean it's not on the table?
Is there such thing as a bad fisting?
Yeah, that's bad fistings for sure.
What makes a fisting in your ass bag?
And how many fistings
one?
Did you have to
Brass
take?
Knuckles.
How
Brass
many
knuckles.
Fistings did you have to take before you could articulate the bad ones from
not
the
many.
Good ones?
40, 50? Not many. Once I started to get
what's
a,
the
an
differentiation
to it.
Point?
A bad fisting is someone who's just not passionate.
How many times have you been fisted?
What?
How many times have you been fisted?
A couple hundred. I don't know.
No, be serious. Give
did
me
it start with
number.
Your ex-wife?
No.
What
it
a dumbass.
Would you let a Would you let a chick peg you?
Peg me?
What's that yes. mean?
What's peg me?
Yeah.
That's hey,
Paul Division Morrissey. III college basketball superstar Paul Morrissey's here.
Paul hey. Morrissey coming in for the final couple minutes.
Paul, do you wear a size 11?
No.
Oh.
Why? I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I got some shoes for you.
Yeah!
God damn
Nikes.
It.
Nikes.
Nike. That's it. I'm drinking.
Courtesy of the fucking bad fucking sizes at the Nike factory outlet. Nike employees. Jordans and some fucking.
Yes,
and some
dude.
Throwbacks.
I'll come get them right now.
Yeah.
Are they new or are they used?
Brand new.
Are they used?
I bought a half
you
size
never know
too small.
It is you.
Two different sneakers. They're great looking.
Back so, to your fisting.
Would you, like, you like a fist?
Yeah, sure.
And you're being honest.
Love
here.
A fist, yeah.
You love a fist.
Yeah.
Would you let a girl peg you in the ass?
What's peg?
That's where they put a strap on strap and bang you in the ass.
Would you let Zilda Corn headbutt you?
What?
I've done that plenty of times.
You've
it
never.
It depends
done
on
that.
The girl.
Stop. That, don't fuck with my head right now. I'm being honest.
Have how many girls are willing to butt fuck you?
Not as many.
As what?
Just as willing to just have sex. Some girls are like, ah. How or you, like, you can tell. Like, you
do you have your own strap on that you like
real?
To throw a girl on?
Is he being real?
You have one.
I have one. Yeah, at the party.
And you're like, hey, try this on for size.
Yeah.
Do you have really big ones to fit a bigger girl's hips? Or
you work up to it. You go like, I want to tie you up. And they go, oh. You're like, okay, that's the that's
she's it. Not going to butt fuck me.
Right, exactly.
If you
it's
can't.
Like, you know how when you're kissing a girl when you were little, and then you take your hand on her cheek and you put it to her stomach, but you rub it right by the boob? And if they flinched when you were in like eighth, ninth grade, if they flinched,
you're
like,
not
cool,
finger
I'm not going for boob. But if they don't, if they lean in, then you're like, cool, I can go further on this. It's the same. It's the same sort of shit with strap-ons.
You're blowing my
50
mind.
50 Shades
right
of
now.
Comedy.
I know it's not real, but I think it's hilarious. I think it's
it feels
hilarious.
Great, man. That's what the male G spot is.
You're fucking. You're disgusting.
I would.
We live in a very homophobic society. When you're saying I can get fucked by a girl, and you're calling it gay.
Dude. This episode might be called 50 Shades of Grey Poupon now.
I don't think that it's the
Poupon will be called.
It's the gay.
P-O-O-P
it's not the gay aspect
O-N.
That I'm opposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not your homosexuality that I'm opposed to.
What is it?
I've seen your asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
And I can't
so
imagine
like that.
What
yeah.
a foul
that's
fucking
why I control
woman.
Now. I coat it with Preparation H.
It's disgusting.
I lube it with Preparation H.
Now, do you do a roller, like a fucking paint roller on your asshole?
You know, do you have like a mint flavored one? How does that taste for her?
You got, oh, she doesn't eat it.
She doesn't eat your ass, but she'll fist you.
Oh. She'll need it after the fucking fisting.
Paul,
after the fisting,
really
the ass.
Wait, what are the protocols for this? I didn't know there
once
was.
Once you've been fisted, you're so wide open that there's no. I mean, I would
I
shit
want
on anything.
To be real so
you
badly.
Would shit on everything,
and if you like tongue my the rim of it, I'll just like open up and just leak out on you. After a good fisting, bro, there's nothing keeping that shit. You're lying in your stomach.
You're like a,
for
your
like an hour.
Like a flower blooming.
You gotta lie in your stomach for a while. Let it. This... Yeah, exactly. Like a tulip. Wait till sundown. And dude, then you can get up again.
Wait till sundown.
It's like
tulip,
a bad
tulip
memory
will close
foam
up
mattress.
Again. It's sundown.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's more of a
favorite part of the show
trap.
Ever.
I'll tell you what, though. When the fart funnel happens, it's going to be right after
oh,
a fisting.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be fisted.
I don't see why.
I will punch you in the face.
If what?
If
what?
We're winning, I don't
that's not
a
part
shit.
Of the bet.
Well, yeah,
you don't get to
punch
him.
We made a bet, man.
Jesus Christ.
If we bet $50, you're going to pay the $50 and then punch me?
Yeah, we're not in Armenia. That's not. This is American rules.
Trying to get your rims back.
I swear to God, if you poop, I'll kill you.
I'll
fucking kill you.
Wait, like,
God,
in
I didn't
general?
Think about
like
that.
He's
general?
Totally going to shit.
You guys, I have to leave, but you guys can keep going. But...
Nope, that's our show. Tate.
Bye, thanks so
Tate,
much.
Tate, real quick, tell them where they can find you. Everybody knows
Tate
you.
Tate Fletcher, Twitter, Instagram.
Okay. Frank?
Frank's the Comedy and the Comedy Store.
All right.
Lowry. The door.
AriTheGreat.com. You can get all my tour dates there, and you can buy my special Passive Aggressive right now for pay whatever you want until March 20th.
That's awesome.
If you have money, give me money. If you don't, don't.
SamTripoli.com. Check out all my dates, and check out the new Naughty shows. We have a couple new episodes up, and they're really fucking funny. I've enjoyed doing them a lot. So, Paul, where are you going to be?
And Tebow, how can people find you?
Tebow.
All right. Anybody, all right, you want to open up for me at an AA meeting, let me know. I'm at the Teeb on Twitter.
At the Teeb. Paul, any dates real quick?
Nobody's going to hear it.
All right. Paul Morrissey, thanks for coming in for 5 minutes. All right, guys, thank you so much. All things comedy. Buy our shit. Support our friends. Buy our t-shirts. Take care, everybody. Bye.